Right, like here? Got
you guys
it.
Hear us out there?
The future state fair queen.
Yes. Hi.
Can I get a heck yeah because this is a state fair?
Heck yeah.
Let's do this.
In the morning, in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a steamer, but you can't be frontin'.
I can't hear anything, but then who cares?
Danny Patrick's, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the palace, got a crib in the city. I said to get you something nice, something pretty, and I did.
What's the matter? I can't hear you for the music. I'm rockin'.
Up in the money house, over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chicky. This is Jess. Oh, hang on a second.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody. We're at the Indiana State Fair. Hi. Woo! Yay! Okay, there's some 40s down in the building for this year for the first time ever, right?
Yeah.
Sets of 40.
We just went over there
that's right.
And
we got turned up.
No, we didn't.
You know, I get requests all the time for the show we did where I wanted to bring Holla back.
Where did it go?
Do you remember when? Remember I holla? Remember that show?
Okay, you can just go holla.
Wait a minute.
You don't have to go holla.
Oh no, that's me. Okay. Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. We just chugged beers.
We chugged beers to come over here because for the first time at the Indiana State Fair, they are serving beer, but it's very
and wine.
Look at this guy in the Hawaiian shirt.
He's
very
excited. Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, sir.
Get it.
But here's the thing, you can't get drunk over there. There's not enough beer. And there's enough beer over there to get drunk, sure. But I mean.
No, but you just get three pulls.
And like a couple. Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's our second state fair. Jess
high
just
five.
Woo!
And
Jess just milked a cow.
I milked a cow.
You'll hear
and
that.
And I was naturally good at it. Have you milked a cow, Alyssa?
Yes, I just did this morning with my court, actually.
Yay! How many people are in the court? This is our Miss Indiana State Fair 2014.
Holy moly, you're the
Alyssa.
Good afternoon, Your Highness.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost my voice a little bit.
I'm sorry we were late drinking beer. And I'm sure that you've never had a beer.
No.
Never.
No, she's like 18?
20.
20. You can be 20 and be this. I thought you had to be a teenager.
Who wants to buy the State Fair Queen a beer, huh? And
no,
sneak it
no,
to
no,
her.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no. What am I thinking?
What are you doing?
No, thank you.
This what's is our second and our last podcast.
That's not
the
true. That's not true at all. Your Highness, what's your name?
Alyssa Garnett.
Alyssa Garnett. That sounds like a...
Can you teach me how to wave?
Oh, my goodness. Of course.
It's so like this, right?
Okay, ready?
Ready? Elbow.
Elbow.
The wrist.
Oh,
what?
I'm elbowing.
A lot of elbow.
Wrist. Ooh,
we need a lot
wrist.
Of need a lot
rotate
of elbow on
wrist.
That.
Rotate the wrist.
There you go. See,
come on,
it's perfect.
Like this?
Me
like
too.
Like this?
Okay,
like
you
that?
Have some room for improvement, but she's got it.
I got it. I'm gonna be a.
I had the parade wave. I was in a. I've been in. Kind of a. I'm kind of a big deal.
And who were you in the parade with?
I've been in some parades.
Who were you in the parade with?
I was in a parade with Fabio.
Uh huh.
That's
ooh.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know who Fabio is?
Oh, of course I know who Fabio is.
Educated and pretty.
See?
I know.
Thank
you. And the joke was that I wore a shirt that said, I'm not Fabio.
That is funny. Did they sell those or did you have that made?
We got, I'm sorry, what?
Did you sell those or did you have that made?
Just the one made back then. Just
did
the
PJ
one
make
shirt.
It for you?
I think
like
he
PJ
probably
makes
did.
Everything
PJ
for
probably
us.
Did make that that time. Yeah, but mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you were wearing it because you guys look identical.
Oh, get it, Lissa. Tell him.
You are my favorite State Fair queen ever.
Ever.
Thank you.
How many State Fair queens do you know?
Oh, I've known all of them.
Ooh. Oh, really? Is that right?
I've talked to them. I've interviewed them on many, many broadcasts. That's it.
Like current State Fair queens or like 30 years ago State Fair queens?
Are there any former State Fair queens here?
We need to. You need to do that. For right there, Josh.
See,
no,
we'll get to Josh.
You
in
guys
a minute.
Have? Do you have previous former?
Yes, I am the 56th State Fair queen.
Whoa,
you're 56 years old.
That's weird.
That's exciting.
And kind
can
of
we
depressing.
Find the first one?
Carol Parks.
Carol Parks was the very
whoa,
first.
Whoa, wait
she
a minute,
was
hold
from
it.
Montgomery County.
How the heck do
everything.
You know all this?
I love State
hang on,
Fair
hang on,
queens.
Hang on. How many people are here right now? Go.
I'm going to guess 122.
There. Good. Ready?
Right in this vicinity, obviously.
Yeah.
But thousands.
That's
good.
That's
amazing.
Is there a State Fair Queen course you have to take?
No, there is not, but they have what's called the State Fair Queen Bible, which is all the information you need to know.
I have my sunglasses on. You couldn't see my face. This is where I just went.
All right, ladies, can I have your attention? This is the Bible.
No.
You will learn it, know it, and learn to recite it. First word out of your mouth will be sir.
No.
The last word out of your mouth will be sir. Sir, yes,
exciting.
Sir.
So is there like facts and information and stuff like that that you just knew, the first fair queen and stuff in there or like that?
It has a little bit of that, but mostly in June and July, I visited over 35 different counties. So it had the county I was going to, what I was attending, what I had to wear, what time I had to be there, what time I was estimated to leave, and directions.
Holy moly.
She is so much more productive than I've ever been.
And unlike me, I've been talking on these things for I don't know how long. She gathers herself.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the information in order.
She's better than any of the Miss Universe
winners.
She
gets her information in order, and there it is.
You mean she doesn't just let whatever comes to
mind
first
fall out of your mouth?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? What do you want to do? You're going to school, I'm sure. College, you got a full ride to Harvard, one of those deals probably.
Oh, I could only wish. But I actually will be a junior at Purdue University this fall, which I think is better than Harvard.
Yay!
Boiler up!
Third generation Boilermaker.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
My little sister's going to Purdue.
Your little sister's going to be a Boilermaker.
She'll be at Purdue this fall.
Freshman?
A freshman.
Hopefully I'll meet her.
Yeah, she had animal science.
Great major. Hard major, but she's a lot smarter than me, I'm sure.
Well.
Little sister action going on there.
I love her,
My
other little sister's here.
I know, I see. Hi, JoJo.
Jordan and her husband, Dylan, they're newlyweds,
Mr.
guys.
And Mrs., they've been married.
How long?
Wait a minute, you guys got married?
You were at the wedding.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
6 weeks. 6 weeks they've been married.
I've got to pay.
It was so good.
Closer attention on that.
It's exciting.
Okay, the queen has to be ushered away.
Okay,
so thank you
so much.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Thank you so much for having me
and
have a great day.
Oh. Yay. is she not the sweetest?
She's unbelievable.
You should hire her as your assistant.
I should hire you.
After she graduates from Purdue.
Of course, and becomes 21.
Look at all of the crowns. They all rise together. Here they go. Watch.
I know. Look at the crowds. It's the court.
Okay, so we have Miss Jackson County. Is that right? Miss Jackson County.
Miss Jackson County.
Miss Cass County.
You know, Cass rhymes with... Never mind.
No.
It's fine. Perfect.
Cass, who else do we have? Tipton.
Tipton County?
And...
Have you heard about the famous Tipton Pork Fest that used to be held?
Yes.
That us
That's
and a bunch
real
of
thing, right?
Goofballs went up there and we had Mr. Pork Loin every
don't
year.
Don't tell the other princesses or the queens that Tipton's crown is the biggest.
Miss Tipton County does have a bigger crown.
Are they allowed to let me wear a crown?
You guys... Can I ask a question?
What?
How long have we known each other?
A long time.
Who's sitting beside you all of a sudden that just hopped up here?
I don't know, because when I glanced back, I thought it was the guy that owned the Colts.
That's the third time today.
See?
Are you? Third time today he's been mistaken. Are you going to give $100 bills out?
What do you have? Do you have food for me?
I'd give a lot more than that out.
Listen, baller.
Free plane rides for everyone.
Yeah. What do you?
There we go.
Who are you and why are you here? You have food.
I have food.
You're welcome.
I'm the food guy. I'm John Bartow.
Hi, John.
Bartow's Catering Concessions. Been on the fairgrounds for 25 years. Have had a great time.
He's as good as the fair queen.
She is. Oh, hang on, John.
Go ahead. Cheeseburger basket on a stick.
We got making their way over here to the dairy bar right now. It's the Sidewalk Stompers, the fabulous clown band.
Oh, get it. That's my favorite song.
I wrote this.
You did?
If you haven't seen the Sidewalk Stompers, they're fabulous musicians, and they're dressed like clowns, and they have a great time.
You know who should do this? Polka Boy.
Polka Boy. Polka Boy could do this.
Huh. I like that. I see a young clown I like.
Which one?
The one with the beard and the orange shorts. I want that one.
Of course. I like it. I like his hat.
I like him.
Yeah!
Thank you, Stompers.
I think that's me.
That might be you. Let me hang on. You can go talk to the guy with the hat now. Hang on. Sprinkle. Here, can you take that and get that out there so we can hear a little bit better?
Oh, we got to stand up. Okay.
Is this the best podcast ever?
This is absolutely the best podcast ever.
Oh, it's the chicken dance, and Jess is doing the chicken dance. Jess is shaking what her mother gave her. Some of this video up, that's for sure. This is a nice song, though.
Foxy Lady.
Right here in Indianapolis. Thank you, Stompers, here at the Indiana State Fair. Oh, I love it. It's the Muppet Show. Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was something.
I'm exhausted.
Huh. You did very well.
Thanks.
You were shaking it?
I was shaking it.
All sorts of stuff. Yep. And then you wore the fox mask?
I'm not real sure what happened.
And then there was almost a wardrobe malfunction.
Did you see my underwear?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Sorry.
Anyway, where were we? Cheeseburger to basket on a stick.
Yeah, I need food now. What do we have?
Cheeseburger basket on a stick.
John Bartow from what's your
Bartow's,
place called?
Bartow's Catering Concessions here on the Indiana State Fairgrounds year-round.
Where is? Oh, year-round.
Year-round. You know, we're in the Farm Bureau building. We also do a lot of work concessions in the buildings during all the year-round events we have here. Boat show, home show, flower power show, et cetera.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah,
John.
We're here all the time, 25 years.
You guys
nailed
it.
Been up there. You like that?
Yeah.
You know? The breading is...
Oh, that's
you know what I mean. Yeah. You make
you know
it yourself?
What I, you know,
oh, yeah, everything we do. We do everything from scratch. That's good food made fresh. That's our mantra. Our basket stand right on the corner of the Coliseum. Mm. It's been there over 10 years.
Really?
And this year's food competition criteria was deconstruct, reconstruct because of the Coliseum.
Ooh.
So we took our cheeseburger and fries, threw it in a big magic bowl, tumbled it up, ground it up, made it work, rolled it in panko breadcrumbs, deep fried it, and this is it. They're down there. $2 each, 3 for $5.
You know what this makes me want, though? A pickle.
Oh, yeah. Well, we tried to mix some relish in it, but it really didn't work. But that's on the side down there, so you got all that.
But this is, you start to eat, and you go, there's something else. Oh, there's a fry.
Because you got your cheese.
Yeah.
You got your shredded potato.
Yeah.
You got your ground beef and seasoning, and you got your panko. So you got bun, fry, burger, cheese.
Unbelievable.
Done.
And the convenience of a handheld
You can just throw it in your mouth
like a nugget.
You can still eat everything you want on the fairgrounds and still have room for one of these.
Oh, this is delicious.
And a little stick.
You do the rest of this by yourself.
This is good. So you say year round. How do I? Yeah. How would I do that in say March? Where would I? Over at the farm building?
Well, we're there. That's where our office are. Private events.
Have him cater.
Also March
our
flower patio
Christmas
show.
Party.
We're hanging out. Boat show. We're here. We set up in the different buildings with different consumer shows.
I got you.
You know,
okay.
You guys have been involved with and so forth.
Do you cater stuff privately?
All the time. All the time, yeah.
Off your Christmas party.
Do you do stuff for free? Or are you, are you a heathen in charge of price for something called a profit?
Probably over 25 years.
So you're going to do that.
Is probably over 25 years I could have a nice sports car for all the stuff I gave away. That's all right. We do a lot of charitable work through our organization. Absolutely.
Well, we're a charity. I can tell you that.
I'm involved with the Miracle Ride, which you guys help us out.
Oh, yeah. I love the Miracle Ride.
Sure. I have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You do have a Triumph Bonneville. Is that right? Did I get the brand name right?
Did you ride in the ride this year?
I didn't.
Next year you will, right?
Next year I'll be. Next year. Ah, that beer. I'm so sorry. And the burger.
Yeah.
The beard and the burger. Gotcha.
And
really?
I danced. There's
and the
a
dance.
Lot.
You danced. And you milked a cow. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, John.
Hey, not a problem. We're glad to be here. It's always an honor playing this. I'm also helping the beer guard or the beer and wine exhibit.
Yeah,
it's going really well. If you haven't been there, you don't even have to drink. If you go, you just can go through it. There's no charge to get in. Only if you consume. It's really a neat exhibition in there, and it's beautiful. So
it smells like my grandpa's house.
And it's all Indiana, you know.
It does.
I don't know if you heard that, John, but it smells like Jess's grandfather's
is
house
that right?
over at the Beer and Wine Pavilion.
It's like a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
It gives
minus
her
the pipe smoke or something.
Yeah, he was Marlboro Reds. But he would save his beer cans and let us crush them.
That's
for him.
Yeah,
we're recycling.
All right, well, hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks again, John. Thank you for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the food.
And we'll leave it for everybody else to do it. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
John Bartow.
Yay!
Look for his cheeseburger on a stick.
I think it's a cheeseburger basket. There's French fries in there, too.
No, it's a cheeseburger on a stick, but it's on a stick. A little. Oh, look. You know what this is. We're at the Dairy Bar.
I haven't seen this yet.
These are the fabulous Jess cream cones they made.
Can I just say Jess custard cone?
Jess custard cone?
Yeah.
Not Jess cream?
I don't know. There's lips on here.
Well, yeah.
And edible glitter.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my dad would take us to get ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And we'd be in the drive-thru. And they would hand him the cone, and he would lick the swirl off the top and then hand it to us. Every time.
Such a guy.
Such a guy.
I wish I'd have thought of that with my kids.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I did the thing with my kids the other day where you close this eye, and they think that you have your eyes closed when you're driving.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Freaked out. It was a horrible idea.
Do you ever act like you slide your hands on the steering wheel, look like you're turning out of control?
Yes, that's my favorite. I do that for me, actually. Thing. I don't really do it for... You
know. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. This is so good. I have an ice cream cone named after me.
I know.
With lips and edible glitter.
With lips and edible glitter.
And waffle cone, you only go waffle.
Do you like the waffle cone?
I prefer the waffle.
Or there's something about the Eat It Alls. I like those.
Eat It All?
That's the brand name for the cones, right? The Eat It All ice cream cone? The cake cone? They're called Eat It All, right?
Are they?
Aren't they called Eat It Alls?
Somebody agreed with
him. See, look. I told you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is delicious.
Well, that brings us to our birthday part of the show. Did you know that?
My birthday was in June.
Okay. It's not about you right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, maybe it is. But my point is, behind me, there's a gentleman named Josh, and it's his birthday. Yeah, I was just as excited as you are.
His wife, is that you, his wife?
And he's a loyal Off the Air podcast listener. You've heard all 100 and whatever? Even the forbidden 46?
so sorry. Twice.
Twice. Oh, sorry. We owe you like... Let's not get into that. My point is, so I go over to him and I go, I did them. I bet your name is Josh and today's your birthday. And he looks at me and goes,
obviously you've talked to my wife.
That's not the noise.
And she has informed you that it's my birthday. And I would like to thank you for wishing me a happy birthday.
That's not what happened.
Oh, only he might not have been that fun.
No.
When he told me.
That's not true.
Yeah. Is that what?
His
hey.
Wife's shirt said similes are like
hey, metaphors. Wife, what's your name? Sissy.
If it was Sissy, I'd have been so excited. I love Urban Cowboy.
Sissy and John. I love it.
Sissy and Josh?
Josh.
What?
Sissy and Bud.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. I had a beer really fast, and you know they have beer here at the State Fair. And they told me one thing.
From New Day Meadery. That's where we had
it. They told me one thing. Let's not dwell on the fact we have the beer, okay?
We have ice cream now.
We do have ice cream.
Forget the beer.
And I'm starting to melt. I can't eat this whole thing while I'm talking on this worldwide podcast.
And you had your sandwich.
Oh, and be careful how you order.
The colossal.
Be careful how you order at the dairy bar. There's a sandwich over there that's a grilled cheese, a conventional grilled cheese, but inside it also has mozzarella cheese sticks.
Mm-hmm. We had that.
And I dug into that and...
Oh, look, he's so dainty, he couldn't even eat half of it. That's good.
Remind me again why you're...
Because I'm hungry, I haven't ate today. So I just like to come and hang out with you.
All right. I can't eat any more of it.
I know, but you didn't have to put it upside down.
What are we doing now? Are we out of gas?
Do you want some?
Okay. So anyway, happy birthday, Josh. What number is it? 30.
30. Oh.
You remember your 30th birthday.
Oh, we all remember. It was like It was like a bomb went off.
It was the beginning of the end.
In the east side.
Down.
29 was worse than 30,
though. We were
going
downhill, on fire.
Yeah, and we lived together.
And we lived together, and there was gasoline at the bottom. And
like in Toy Story, when they're going down the thing.
Has anybody else seen
Toy
Story?
That's how it was for my 30th birthday.
On the garbage disposal, and they're going into the foundry, and they're all dying, and Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head grab hands. Are you kidding me?
I bawled. Just cried.
You know there's several meanings to the word bawled, right?
I bawled.
It's an odd reaction.
Bawled.
I
cried real hard.
Oh, hang on. We have an announcement. Grab a mic, Jenny.
Everyone should have received a coupon. If you didn't, we have a coupon for Jess's ice cream cone.
Ah! And I have a coupon!
And also a coupon.
The Big Cheese McGee.
So all right, everybody be quiet.
Everybody
the Big Cheese McGee is also available.
And we'll have you taste that in a little bit, too.
Okay. So. Yeah, I don't know about this mozzarella thing.
I know all
it's
about
good.
It.
It's good. People
People order that?
People have ordered a lot of it. So it has, what is that? 4 mozzarella sticks, American cheese, and sourdough bread.
Yeah.
So. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah.
Oh.
Look at that.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I've been walking around in the kitchen here at the Dairy Bar. It is a frenzy of activity.
can you carry food into the beer area?
I don't know about that. Probably not.
You can have a beer and then you could come here and have a grilled cheese.
That's true.
Which is exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
It was not that difficult to get in and get out with the beers, although we did keep the queen waiting, and she was delightful.
I feel bad. She's so pretty. And so nice.
And smart.
And funny. I wonder if she's single.
She won like a competition and stuff, right?
So she's a good sport.
Yeah, there's that.
We do have Deb, if you...
Oh, Deb from last year. This is a tradition now. Sit down, Deb. Yes, Deb from the dairy...
Second year. How long does it take before it's a tradition?
The Dairy Association. I think next year it will become a tradition.
3 years is a tradition?
3 years in a row. Once is
you would
course
know.
Once. Second time.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Jess.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You just look awesome.
Thanks.
You're so cute.
Oh, she's my favorite so far.
Well, there you go. I didn't hear any of that out of the queen.
Queen's out. Yeah.
Queen did not say.
Deb wins.
Deb, what do you do here at the Dairy Association?
Well, I'm the general manager of American Dairy Association, so I kind of
you
run
are
the show.
A general manager.
General manager.
Wow, that sounds like
the
a big title.
Cheese.
The Big Cheese. Oh.
Oh, see what she did there?
Oh, I see what you're doing. You want it to be the Big Cheese Deb, obviously.
Is that what it says on your cards?
Yeah, so I'm really here to
so now
discuss with you how did you usurp my opportunity to have a sandwich.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal, Deb.
Well, you are kind of a big deal. I forgive me.
Here's the thing. I was at the ice cream social.
Yeah.
And Deb came up to me and Deb said, "Oh, it's you." First of all. Oh.
Which is how most women.
It's you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that goes.
And then I said, "What did I do?" And she is upset about some story she told last year, and I
She's
acted like
upset.
I remembered. It was great. Anyway, no,
I did remember
about meeting your husband.
He was very kind.
Yes, I was. I'm like, now, I'm being kind of a jackass.
I was telling him a story last year about meeting my husband, and I was trying to explain it, but I kept referring to meeting him on a blind date. I kept saying blind date, and I should have been saying double date.
Double date.
So it was all very confusing.
Oh.
And Chick was having a hard time following my story because I kept saying
blind
date. It's
not you, Deb. It's not you.
It is.
It is so not you.
So not you.
When it comes to following stories and telling stories, he's the worst.
Other than that,
you're great.
When it comes to stories, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you should hear a story that Tom told him and that he tries to tell me. Oh, my gosh.
That
it is so
happen.
Far
that
from
could be
what
happening.
Anything.
That could have happened.
So far from whatever happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of like playing telephone.
It so, is. Oh.
But you also said something about that story that made me think that it was a double date or a blind date. Now I'm doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it
isn't.
Are you sure it wasn't a blind date?
These are witnessing
well, it was
live.
It was a blind date, but with somebody else. That's how it all started. I was to go on a
well,
blind
now,
date.
Well, now here's a story.
With,
oh, yeah, I like
now
how this,
it's
how
all
this
coming
just
out.
Turned.
So I was going to go on a blind date with mm-hmm. my friend, and she wanted me to date some guy. So when we got... We got there.
Clearly, that's not the one she married.
Someday. And I saw this other guy, and I said, "Well, I would double date with you again, but
I want
to go with that one."
Yeah.
And that's.
Wait a minute. Is that how you refer to us? That one.
Well, that one.
We,
yes.
We're living.
I'll
in a,
choose
in a ladies'
that
world
one.
Here.
I'll have that one,
that
please.
One. I'm looking around for that one right now.
I'll have that one.
That one.
All
and
right.
39 years later.
Oh.
I still have that one.
Oh.
Really?
Now I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's off to the beer tent.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Deb, very much. And
you're welcome.
You and Jenny and
she
everyone
has
here
cow earrings
at the
too.
Dairy Association, you're always so nice to us, and we
you
really
are.
Do appreciate
well,
it.
Well, we love to have
oh,
you here.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We're
yeah,
glad.
We're happy to be back.
We're working on this tradition.
Yes.
Next year it'll
next
be a
year,
tradition.
It'll be a tradition.
This is like trial run two, I guess.
Two. This is like a dress rehearsal
yep.
for
yeah.
third year.
This is
what we're
this
doing.
This is test show 109.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And one mm-hmm. of these days, we'll be right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right.
Well, thank you much for being here.
Thank
and
you,
you
Deb.
Again, Deb.
See you again.
Bye-bye. Why don't we have mic stands?
I feel like, would you use a mic stand?
Yeah.
See, we have mic stands. I didn't put them out. I didn't think you'd use them. I thought you'd like to do the Vegas thing.
Mm-mm.
You know? With the pinky out, pinky out like SpongeBob.
No, but that's how I drink tea and coffee, and my pinky's always out. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. 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 How'd you order a drink last night? You want to go over that real quick?
Oh, you guys. So what happened was I was out with people I didn't really know, but I was trying to look like I was cool.
The fashion world.
They were very young.
A previous guest of ours, Jeremiah, has opened a fabulous shop on
pattern store that I got my pretty dress at last night.
Massachusetts Avenue.
Uh-huh. And so we went out afterwards to celebrate the opening.
It was the fashion event of the season.
And somebody bought me a Fruity Tooty drink, and I was like, eh, I don't know. And they're like, oh, you're too good for that. You're too mature. And I was like, yes. And they said, what do you drink? And I said, vodka. And they said, oh, and what? And I said, ice. And then I just kept drinking vodka and ice.
What you've just heard, ladies and gentlemen, people have... been listening to podcasts for quite a while is Jess trying to not to cuss. And
I did you see?
Because we are.
The face I make when I try not to say a bad word.
At the Indiana State Fair, and there are many children. There are children walking around with cute little stuffed animals.
Beautiful
and
kids.
You don't want them to hear a stray.
I don't want
to. Word hit their ears.
No. Not yet. Not till they're old enough to download it on their iPod.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, they could download it on their own, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they download it for their parents.
Maybe they do.
You don't know. Let's get Jenny over and talk to her about some more events at the Dairy Association.
Can we talk about me milking the cow?
Well, we're going to hear it here in a little bit, but yeah, we could.
What are we talking about?
But we have the ice cream social. When is that? The Dairy Association?
The ice cream social in July.
Yeah,
every
July
year,
every year.
So.
And then this in August. Wasn't I great at the... Talk about how great I was at the ice cream social.
Well, first, Jess was really great last year.
Okay, so now talk about you inviting her again and her saying...
And then I asked Jess to come back, and then Chick came in her place.
Because I was on vacation.
Run down for Jenny how many times I would fill in for people like that.
You've been doing it a lot lately,
Well...
He was good, though. I think people would flock to it.
He was good, though. He was polite.
He was polite and
he didn't
smiley.
Okay, really.
You girls are acting like I hit my head. And no, he's fine. He really is.
He did a good job.
Just don't say the word Belgium, and he'll be fine.
No,
that's your trigger word?
I don't
or is your safe word?
Just the one I pulled out of my...
Good. I'm glad that he behaved.
It was good.
I actually got a lot of feedback from people that I didn't even really know that said, I went up to Chick and I told him that I knew your Aunt Karen. And he said that like a lot of stories like that happened.
Oh, that lady.
Didn't
yeah,
they?
Sure. Yeah.
My college roommate came to see you.
Yes. Love her.
Emily.
Mm-hmm. Love her older son. Not sure about the littler one.
He looks like Chris Farley. Like if they do a life story of Chris Farley.
Yes.
The baby?
It'll say baby Farley. Okay.
Yes,
Jess's roommate's youngest son.
Yes.
That's what it'll say.
Alex. Yeah.
Okay,
Chris
ice cream
Farley,
social. So. We're here at the fair, and then what?
Then what? Then school. Back to school. So we have a Fuel to Play 60 program, and that's our in-school wellness program. So we.
So you team up with the Colts on that, or the NFL?
Yeah, with the Colts.
Okay.
And our player for 2 years is Pat McAfee.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Pat.
I'm sorry about that. But
no.
I'm kidding,
great.
Of course.
He's so good, and especially good with kids. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then you know the whole Christmas,
and then Christmas, Santa
maybe,
with Santa
milk,
with the cows,
the
milk and
the
cookies,
milk and cookies for Santa.
Exactly.
It seems like milk just like fits in everywhere.
It sure does.
And then New Year's Eve.
In my
New
belly.
Year's.
New Year's Day.
Day.
That's what I have when I wake up from a hangover.
Bailey's
milk,
and milk.
Milk. Milk.
Okay, maybe not
Bailey's. Lots of dairy. Lots of dairy.
You know, it's so sweet. I came. Well, we Jenny came and got me because I was parked over there on 42nd Street.
Sure, she's a demon on the golf cart.
Golf cart came and got me, and I told her she's like, she's very sweet and said she liked my dress, and we were talking, and I said, I got to be honest, I had a little bit of a hangover this morning. She was like, oh, we're right next to the beer. She was like, go get yourself a beer. You'll be fine. And she was right. But what happened was, but first, she said, have a grilled cheese, and then have a beer, and then have ice cream. And now I feel like a million bucks.
Right.
She does help. She likes to help.
Yeah, you're very good. You're very good.
I do have somebody here.
A guest?
It's Sarah Kaufman, the cheese lady who sculpts.
The cheese carver. Yay.
You are the cheese carver. She takes blocks of cheese and makes them into art.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Have I been listening to you forever?
Me
you know,
too.
I'm not
forever.
Sure if I'm comfortable with the word forever, but I guess...
I bet it's like 30
I'm
years.
Sure I'm older than you.
By a couple of months,
let
I guess.
Let me scoot out of the way.
So
well,
what do you do?
My
you
project.
You take a block of cheese and you're going to make that?
I take
kids.
A big block of cheese.
Yes.
What are we talking? Two by four? What are we talking?
8 feet wide.
How much?
8 feet.
8 feet wide.
Like 8 feet wide.
42 inches high.
42
wow.
Inches. You know how many? You know how many calories are in that block of cheese?
Oh, let's see. I was asking someone. This is 1,280 pounds of yellow cheddar plus 6 40-pound blocks of white cheddar.
Oh my gosh.
Times how many calories are in an ounce of cheese times 16 times 1,500.
Josh, so you want to get on that?
We need a mathematician and a nutritionist.
That is 4,922 calories.
And 8,652,000 grilled cheese.
Oh, is that true?
I don't know that
That's
number,
close.
But...
Good job.
So this is a scene that depicts young athletes in action. There's
with
a,
milk and
a gentleman, a boy
cheese.
Riding a bike, and yep. someone lifting yep. weights. And
a runner, a ballerina.
This
is my sketch that
That's
I
sketch.
Worked up with Jenny and the group, the American
like
Dairy
it.
Association of Illinois People, the promotion team. And it's really all about all the great... nutrition and vitamins and minerals and all the good stuff that powers up your body when you load it up with yogurt
and cheese
ice cream
and
cheese and dairy and milk and chocolate milk.
I've always heard that sculptors, what they do is they just get rid of the parts that don't look like the picture,
true.
Right? Is that what you're doing?
Very true, yes.
Do you sculpt other things besides cheese?
No, I have no time. So
like
much
bronze?
Cheese.
Any bronze?
Too
you do bronze?
Cheese. Do who?
You know, you'd make a bus,
no, bronze.
A bronze bus.
A bus.
A bus.
I made cheese buses.
There you go.
Are you going to work in anything but cheese, you think?
That's
no.
her medium, okay?
Just
that's
cheese.
Her medium?
That's her medium.
Just cheese.
I used to be in advertising art, but now it's cheese. I have no more time. So much cheese, so little time.
That's all I do as a full-time job
all over the country. Mm. I carve aircraft carriers, astronauts, alligators, Corvettes.
What about podcast hosts?
Motorcycles. Buses, sports figures.
I need a bust of me and cheese.
Cheese bust.
Don't I need a...
Yeah, I just got done doing 17 cheese busts in May. 40-pound blockheads.
What were they? What were they?
Actually, it was
were they the drivers?
Cheese promotion because Kraft is sponsoring Brad Paisley's summer tour.
Oh.
So he's the face of cheese. So when he went
wow,
out...
Wow, you can't get more country than that, can
yeah.
you? Brad Paisley and
Brad Paisley
Kraft
is the yes. face
get
of cheese?
It.
Yes.
Well, I'll be dead.
They're sponsoring his summer tour. So yeah. I did all him in cheese and then all of the talk shows that he was going on.
Wow.
You had to whip up whoever the host was?
Yeah.
A picture of them, a bust yes. of them in cheese?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin,
originally.
Okay.
Yes.
So she has been listening to you.
Then I moved to Cincinnati, and that's where... I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, okay.
I lost Wisconsin in the divorce. What part of Wisconsin are you from?
The Lakeshore near Manitowoc, near Sheboygan, north of Milwaukee.
Ah, Sheboygan. Now you're talking.
Sheboygan.
You know where Beloit is?
Pardon?
Beloit? Beloit,
oh, of course.
Wisconsin? Sure.
Beloit.
I think you said it wrong.
Beloit.
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 It sounds like water.
It plops into water. Beloit. Oh, hang on.
This just in.
Oh, pick that up.
This just in. Next this. Year. We will have Sarah back, and we will carve Bess and Chick.
Shut the front door. I am so excited. I'm going to get my calendar.
It'll be great.
No.
I couldn't be happier.
I'm going to cry.
You'd love it. It would be
we
the most photographed
We had balloons made out of us.
We didn't have balloons made
ago.
Out of us at
like
a Comic-Con convention.
Level.
This will be, this. Yeah, we need to,
I'm
we need to keep
up.
All this stuff.
I'm going
to
tear up.
I love it. I love it. And we'd have you with... Your arms full of dairy products.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm glad
yes.
you said dairy
ice cream
products.
And sandwiches and shakes
and
oh.
all those
yogurt.
I'm glad you said shakes there. Am I right, Josh?
I'm so sorry. That's so cool.
Get your cheese
So how did you know? How did you get invited to do this? Did you...
This is my 8th year carving at the fair.
Okay.
I was carving cheese. I started out carving cheese just... Moonlight.
The hobby.
I was in advertising right. commercial art for years and years and worked for the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's where I ran into cheese and cheese carving. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it up.
No.
I was hiring people to carve for our events and telling them what to carve and, ooh, I love it. Oh, I've got to do that. I've got to do it. So I did.
Yeah.
I carved a few things and when I left the company, they hired me freelance. The first thing I know, and the first, I also had this huge big job, Jungle Gyms in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I
want to go there.
That's a crazy place. We should do the podcast from there.
You should.
Wait, let's go.
Crazy nuts.
You should.
We could go to IKEA and buy stuff we can't put together.
He'd have you there in a minute.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley. And so I worked for him for years.
Okay.
But I carved cheese. Moonlight on the side, but pretty soon I was carving
wow.
cheese and gone from work more than I was at work, so I had to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so you
10
had to
years
quit
ago.
Carving cheese and, of course, stay
no,
at your job
working.
And make money. And then
no,
had
she,
to quit working so that
so
I could carve cheese. And that's it's been my full time job now for 10 years.
Wow.
And that's when I started coming here.
Does your clothes smell like cheese a lot? Do they smell?
Well, I have cheese earrings. Cheese socks.
I mean, I'm not picking
cheese
up anything right
ring.
Now, but yeah. A cheese wedding ring?
Yeah.
Can you make a, do you, then you lacquer it and keep it for, is that what you do, or you just keep
no,
it as cheese?
So.
And it'll,
it looks like cheese.
It's not cheese.
It's not real cheese?
Look at her earrings.
My earrings.
Metal. Looks like cheese.
My husband
like
wears
Swiss.
A cheese wedding ring. We met. We fell in love because of cheese. Truth.
True? What did he do? Is he
well,
a
he was
farmer?
In the Navy, and then he retired, and... So now he works for me.
Oh, really?
He was a commander.
Great.
Does he
get this? He was a commander, but now I'm the commander in chief.
Yes, commander cheese.
Commander in cheese.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right.
I like this kid.
This kid. There you go.
All right. Mm-mm. See you later.
He's had enough. Well, thank you very much. We'll look forward to next
I
year.
I hope you can.
Yes. No, we always go after the podcast to see your cheese.
Oh, please, yeah. We're going to come to you
it's
see the day, cheese.
It's 14 hours into it. So
I can't
how,
stop
so the beginning. How do you do the whole 2 weeks?
Oh, no. I'm here. Well, I'll be done on Wednesday.
You'll be done on Wednesday.
And we have a grand reveal, a grand presentation of the carving on Wednesday at noon. It's a big deal. It's fun. We serve snacks and cheese and dairy, and you can meet all the big shots come. Even the governor comes.
What about Chick McGee? Does he come?
Chick McGee.
You can't get him.
Well, you know, we've had Old Blue from the Colts.
Oh.
So I don't know
about
Old Blue,
that Chick. Old Chick. Why not? Why not? Son of a...
We have had the governor, big dignitaries. It's the place to be.
It's
Wednesday.
Something else.
Dignitaries.
Wednesday at noon, Chick, if you're driving through.
It's definitely not our gig. Not for us.
All right.
Well, we're going to come see you after our podcast is over.
So yes. you work on that all day, right?
All day.
Yeah.
All day, and I usually pull an all-nighter.
Mm.
So that'll
no
mean
kidding.
A 36
that
hours straight.
That's no good.
Yeah. But I love it. It's what I do.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I wish I loved anything.
It's showtime.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Well,
thank you
so much.
Thanks for visiting. Yeah. Glad to meet you.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. We'll see you in a little bit, and we'll
too.
Get our
pleasure. Bye-bye.
That lady works in cheese. Sarah uh-huh. works in cheese. I'll hold this. What's happening? Okay. All right. Are there any questions at this point? Any questions?
One free Jess's cream cone.
Who's had one? Who did anyone order?
What happened?
There.
Like
look at, oh, look at that kid's got Jess's cream cone all over his face.
Yay! I think he has a pair of those lips stuck on his forehead. I like it.
And what are their names?
Jasper and Oliver.
Oh, those are good names.
Those are
Jasper
great
and
names.
Oliver. Do they listen to our podcast? Oh, okay. So, but it's okay because they have no idea what we're saying, probably. That's exactly
right. If you're on Instagram, you have to go follow Pete the Planner, speaking of kids that
age. I just started this yesterday. I just found him.
Oh, my goodness.
Ted.
The Daily Ted. I don't know how old Ted is. I mean, he's three, two, three, four.
His kid is adorable.
Oh, he's always doing something, and either very happy or it's one extreme or the other.
And I'm going to eat this.
Very happy. Will you put the pop? Would you put the bite? Jess won't stop eating the cheeseburgers on a stick. They look like cake pops, but it's cheeseburgers, is what it is.
Except it's salty.
It's salty, and it's putting out that fire of a hangover, isn't it?
Oh, but.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Well, the Indiana State Fair. What did we do?
Are we going to ride rides?
No.
No rides?
We could ride a ride if you want.
I want to ride a ride.
We've got this thing that we can go anywhere and record now. You know, speaking of these things, I set this all up, you know. Thank you.
Please clap.
Thank you. If indeed this is being recorded.
One of my favorite friends is here.
Who, where, what, why?
Tiffany and Larry.
Smitty! Well, they don't want to be on the podcast, but
no.
Hey,
but
Larry,
I want to say hi.
Hi, Larry. Well, hello to Tiffany and Larry. There's the baby.
Cutest baby ever. I mean, we love Jasper and Oliver. This is with their boys. It's the cutest girl baby. That's what we'll do. Yes. Oh, right there too.
How
lots
old
of,
are
all
they?
The babies here are cute?
How old are these?
These.
You know, the 4-year-old is wearing a fedora. You know that. That is Agent P, right?
Perry the Platypus.
From
Go. I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
Hang on, I'll get
so
it.
So close.
Phineas and Ferb.
Good job.
With that creepy woman doing one of the voices.
Don't.
I'm just saying. We'll see who listens. Okay.
Okay. So
we'll
what ride see. Do you want to ride? When's the last time you were on a fair ride?
It hasn't been that long ago.
No, I'll be serious.
Did we not go to the fair? Once upon a time?
No.
We never went to the fair?
No.
We didn't fair it up?
No. I went on my first date to the fair.
Yeah, I know. Very aware of that. You want to go through that? Want to go over that?
Let's do that.
Shut up! You know, Josh is laughing the hardest.
It's his birthday. He gets to.
Are you going to get some beer, Josh?
More food.
We'll be right back. More food. Come on. Sit down, pal.
Yeah,
have
so
a seat.
All,
for all of you.
That is an awful shirt. I'm just going to say
no,
that.
No, what is it? No,
or
it's
really
Indiana
cool.
Hoosiers.
I can't decide.
I'm really not an Indiana Hoosier fan. Okay. I'm a Louisville Cardinal fan.
Louisville Cardinal?
Louisville Cardinal?
Yes, but we do support the local community.
We appreciate that. Okay, so what
which means we'll take your money.
This is Chris.
That's what it means.
You know, go Purdue, anybody. You know, give me $5.
There you go.
He'll support your college.
You're damn right. Oh, sorry, kids.
This is Chris.
Hey, don't cuss, kids. Come on.
No.
Who is it? Chris? Where do you work, Chris? What do you do?
I have the deep-fried candy booth.
Right.
Oh, sweet.
Can I
baby.
Take a bite before you tell me what it is?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Oh, I know. I saw the sign. I know what it is.
You know what
I
it
can't
is? It's
you.
Kind of pink.
Uh-huh. Like, go on.
And it's there's icing.
Yeah. Yeah. Go
and
on.
And powdered
yeah.
sugar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. An Oreo.
Yep. Not just any Oreo.
It's a red velvet.
Red Oreo. Velvet Oreo.
Oh, my God.
Oreo's going crazy. They've
deep
got peanut
Oreo.
Butter Oreos. They've got watermelon Oreos.
Oh, this is good.
Is it good?
Yeah. Here.
All right. Mm. Oh, it's right out of the... Yep. Right out of the fryer.
We make
my fingers are burning. Right out of the fryer. This
we
is
make
great.
Everything 100% fresh. Everything.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's really good.
That's and really
that
good.
Is, I'm surprised. I don't want to say that, but I've never been the fried.
And it's
but
not,
that's really good.
It's not crazy rich. It's really good, but it's that, not hurt your teeth rich. You know
we're
what I mean?
We're at the dairy barn, right? We can get some milk.
Right there.
We need some milk.
We might need milk. We might need milk to wash this cake pop Oreo.
What that is it's a red velvet. It's a regular Oreo.
Uh-huh.
And we make a homemade, it's our own recipe, red velvet cake mix.
No Duncan Hines.
No. It's 100% ours, and the icing on it is 100% ours. We came up with
it's good.
I think in March when we were in Florida, we just decided that we need to do something new.
Chris.
And we all love red velvet cake.
What were you doing in Florida?
We were working the Strawberry Festival.
You were in a backyard, somebody's backyard, sitting around the keg. You know what we should do.
That's not what happened.
Huh?
Well, you know, I'm a good old country boy, and I have said, hey, hold this, and watch out a few times. So, you know.
Darn right, and watch out.
Yeah.
And watch out. This is really good.
So what else do you have? Yeah, this isn't the only deep-fried thing you have.
No, we have regular Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
We have cookie dough, Snickers, Milky Way, Reese's.
Pronounced the proper way. Reese's, not Reese's.
Reese's
peanut butter cup.
And
Reese's.
Another little novelty item that we have is a deep fried butter. What that is we take.
I'm sorry,
butter.
I thought
you
said.
Do you put salt on it?
Deep fried butter.
We did. We deep fried butter. We
see,
take
that
butter.
Was that. That was the backyard meeting. Here's what they'll buy.
We kind of took it from Paula Deen a little bit. We just made it better.
Okay.
We just made it better.
The views and opinions expressed on the Off the Air podcast are not necessarily those of Chick or Jess or anyone of the Waco Production Broadcasting Team or their sponsors or the American Dairy Association.
This is a long time ago.
And now back to the show.
All right, don't hold it against me. But we take butter, we mix cinnamon and brown sugar in with it.
Okay.
And then we dip everything into a good, rich funnel cake mix.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that funnel cake mix cooks up soft and sweet.
Like me.
Yeah. And then we put powdered sugar on it, and it tastes just like a pancake.
Tastes like a what?
Pancake.
Oh, man. That sounds good.
Wow.
That's something else.
Yeah. I feel like I need a nap. All right. Well, I think we're going to come visit you later and get
yeah. We're going to go ride.
Reese's?
Yes. Reese's peanut butter cup.
Just come over.
We're going
to
do it.
We need to do that and then go ride something that goes around really fast.
I want the swing.
The Viking boat?
No, the swing.
Is it called the swing?
No, it's called the Viking boat. Yes, the swing.
What is the swing?
Oh.
Just a swanging. I know that. John Anderson.
Yeah,
are you right?
John Anderson.
You damn right.
I know him.
That's right. Yeah. Chris and I are going to party after this. Where are you going after when the fair closes?
Hey, wherever you want to go.
You darn right.
You just come
Yay.
Get me.
We're going to. This is my new homie, Chris.
Oh.
We're going to get turned up later.
You guys. But you know what? He does this all the time. He did this at lunch yesterday with the waiter.
Holla.
You did the joke with the waiter. He was a new
waiter.
Oh,
when the waiter comes by and you finish your meal and you haven't eaten at all and the The waiter goes, would you like a box for your entree? And I go, no, but I'll wrestle you for the salt shaker.
And he's the first, and he is the first waiter in the history of the world that laughed. I've never heard that before.
I was killing.
Yeah.
I was killing.
Loved it. And I said, he's joking. He's heard this. He's like, no, really, I've never. Yeah, it was good.
Fine, go ahead. You
Chris,
know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll come visit you later.
Come see us.
We will. Appreciate thank
go
you.
Cards. Yeah, go Cards. Go Coach Rick. Go Coach Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater, the whole. That's right.
Did you say Vikings?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater's a Viking. I used
to see, I had to stop. That, you're speaking sports.
Am I right? Okay.
This milk, though.
Hang on just a second. Did you see that? What, John? I looked at the crowd and I said, is that right? And Josh goes,
oh, yes.
Josh, yes, Josh, what do you do for
he
a
He knows
living?
Every. Sit down, Josh. Come on. It's happy birthday
happy
to
birthday,
Josh, everybody. Mr. Know-it-all.
Don't say that.
He is. He's got a big brain. I wouldn't. So, Josh.
Yes.
What's your wife's name? Oh. Sissy? What is it?
Or Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Lindsay.
You can call her Sissy.
Lindsay,
if you want.
Sissy. Close.
Sis?
So close.
Yeah,
though.
See?
Josh, what do you do for a living? You're 30 years old. What are you doing with your life?
I'm a supervisor at Sally Mae.
Oh. Hey, could you take care of something for me?
Here's the thing.
Could you make a debt disappear?
I wish I had that power.
Oh, me too.
But did you do it?
Because then I could get a pool.
Yes, I'm a supervisor at Sally Mae.
You just like that voice.
I do. I love that voice.
It has nothing to do with him.
You know, Mr. Obvious came out this way. This is on down the line. This will be something. You wait and see.
We will not be
Mr.
doing...
Mr. Know-It-All!
Yes, thank you very much.
We will not be doing bits. A.
Josh is snorting. B.
Look!
Lindsay said he loves our podcast.
You do?
That's, I
do. That's
you
the important
Chick?
Thing.
And you.
That's
oh, okay,
the most
thanks.
Important thing.
Yeah.
And me and you and Josh and Lindsay are going to get turned up.
Stop saying it. Stop.
Holla.
How?
The brother's got timing.
Uh-huh.
He's smart.
I feel like he's going to replace me.
He might be. Yeah. You better watch yourself.
I know.
You've been coming up short a couple times here. Okay, that's all I'm saying. No, not on the podcast. My point is, you know, you forget that everybody's listened to all the podcasts.
Hey, could you imagine, any of you out there, could you imagine sitting here and you know us knowing everything about your personal life? I'm glad you invited Josh up here to laugh into the microphone.
He's the best. Are you kidding me?
No, I feel hilarious.
It feels like you're really doing well, doesn't it? I know. So you're at Sally Mae. Where'd you go to college?
Minnesota State, Mankato. I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, and you just pushed up your glasses when you said that. Chick's dying right now.
I'm just copying everything down for later. The Mankato State, don't tell me, Moose. No.
Sure. Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Oh, Mavericks. Okay.
I have a neighbor named Maverick.
That's enough. So you get out of college, you go right to Sally Mae?
No, I went to grad school at Ball State.
I went to Ball State.
Ball State. You guys are legacies.
Nah.
Jenny from
and Jenny
Mary
too.
Ball State. Anybody else from Ball State? Nope. See, very few people make it. See?
Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
And then where'd you meet Lindsay? How long have you been married to Lindsay or Sissy?
Sissy and I have been married for 10 years.
Oh.
No, we've been together for 10, married for 5.
Oh, well, yeah, that's thing. Almost the same.
You've been together for 10 years, but.
Married 5.
How long were you engaged?
Four-ish.
Yes, and she followed through. And then what's the joke?
I'm not saying anything. Uh-huh. Not saying anything.
Well, we had to wait until I fell off my parents' insurance.
Oh. I mean, for
that was the real
reason for romantic reasons.
Okay,
that's
I'm gonna forget a lot of this, so somebody has to remember this and email it to me.
You just have to listen.
Oh my goodness. So now you're working at Sally Mae. Is that where you're gonna? Are you? And you're a manager.
Is that the one in Fisher's?
Nope, Muncie. We have a call center in Muncie.
That sounds official.
I think
you're you
in
like
trouble.
Send people out and you send people out and get money.
I wish.
Yeah, like a tow truck. They come and take your car when you don't pay the bill.
Well, take the brains.
They come and take your degree off the wall.
They come and take your brain.
Kill it. He's killing.
Josh said.
I like it.
That could be a movie with with
what do you do in your spare time, Josh?
Johnny Depp. Was
Hang
I talking?
Out with Sissy.
Okay.
Hang out with Sissy. What do you guys do? Movies, video games?
Get turned up.
Turned up. Watch TV.
Watch TV.
With our dogs.
What's your favorite?
Oh, you got dogs.
Yep.
What kind of dogs?
Two puggles.
Puggles.
Half pug, half beagle.
That's what Jenny has. Jenny has a puggle.
Yes, she does.
I know.
I'm not against any breed of dog anymore because I was always, if a dog is too big to get in your lap, it's not a dog. Okay?
No, it's
the other way.
Yes.
It's the other way. If it's too small, if it's small enough to get in your lap,
it's not a dog.
That's not a dog.
But then.
I'm like 60 pound up. That's a dog. But then.
But then you adopted my dog.
I adopted your dog as being viciously attacked for no reason.
I have an older dog who was trying to eat my little dog.
Yes, Ruby, the flying the
so
flying
Ruby
dog.
Has gone to stay with Uncle Chick.
And the, uncle. Is that where we are? Okay. Okay.
My kids call you that.
Awkward.
You know that.
Your kids call
me
Chicky.
Thank you, Josh. You guys. You just want me to go? I'll go ride rides now by myself.
No. So anyway, Ruby the flying dog's
great. And she's a little dog, and she wants to climb in your lap.
She is 22 pounds.
22
when she got
pounds.
Weighed, when she
Aww.
Got, she got.
She got her girl
got
stuff
fixed.
All fixed up. Yep.
She became a woman, like 2 days ago. Poor little thing. And she is not. You know how she? And she's a baby. She's like a.
She's like
whiny,
a boy.
She's a whiny baby.
When
she's like
hurt,
a little boy.
She's like a little boy.
No, if she. Hey, a lot. You know, you don't even have to touch her. And now she's got this incision, obviously, mm-hmm. where they.
Show me where.
They shamelessly reached in and grabbed all of her insides. And
Cone of shame.
But now she can get her game on.
But now she doesn't have to worry about supporting any ungrateful children.
Uh-huh.
But Monkey, my golden retriever, is 60 pounds and as dumb as she is lovable, wants to play and doesn't understand.
Guys, golden retrievers are generally very, very smart.
No. But yeah, they are. They're smart, but so smart they're not smart. It's like a circle.
Are you a golden retriever?
I might be a golden retriever. If I was a dog, I'd be a golden retriever, absolutely. Uh-huh. And you might be an Australian shepherd.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. What would Josh? Josh would be a St. Bernard, I think, wouldn't he? With the thing around his neck?
I don't know. What dog makes that noise?
That one dog in the cartoon, right? The
Smutley.
Muttley.
Muttley.
Muttley, right?
It's not Smutley.
No, it's not Smutley. That's an entirely different cartoon. By applause. Anybody seen those dirty cartoons? By applause. Anybody? There you go. That guy. I knew it.
That guy.
That guy.
We danced at Bob Schneider concert. I did.
We did. We danced at the Bob Schneider concert.
We
you
did
were
not.
There too,
I
right?
Did. I
you
did.
Danced with him.
I danced with them.
You were too busy trying to look like we weren't together. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, go. Awesome. I was hitting on those guys.
That's right. No, I'm not with him. No.
Mm-mm, no, it's fine. Well, it's ridiculous. Not like they didn't already know.
Getting turned up.
What'd you get for your birthday? Is today your birthday? Have you
yes.
gotten it yet? What'd you get?
This.
Oh.
This is his birthday present? Really?
I've never been anybody's birthday present.
Wait a minute. Ho. You can talk some stuff, but I ain't watching nothing, okay? You can talk all you want, but I'm going to prefer to make believe it's not happening, okay?
No. He laughs like that all the time, doesn't he? Yeah, 5 years, 10 years you've been listening. Okay.
Come here, Lindsay. Stand up. Can you stand by me? Because I don't want to stand up because I can't. Here's the thing.
I'll stand by
you. So you guys, a nice evening stand home. What's that like?
Get it.
What do you do? Do you work?
I'm a teacher.
Where are you a teacher, Muncie?
No. Oh. Shenandoah?
Shenandoah! We used to play them in sports, but I didn't play sports. I just saw it on the schedule.
Hold your mic, Lindsay. What am I? Your servant? Okay. Now. So you and Josh, you're home for the evening, you get home about, everything starts to happen at about 6:30, quarter
sure.
to 7.
Sure.
Lindsay, I'm asking, I'm just trying to.
He has to work nights sometimes.
He has to work nights, is that what he says?
So you get to...
He has to work nights, really?
He's getting turned up.
Yeah, he's out partying alone.
alone.
Just bumping.
Do you guys have like a card club you belong to, or a movie club, or?
We have Netflix.
Oh, I do
love
Netflix.
Netflix.
I
Amazon
love Netflix.
Prime. Give Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime's the issue.
Hulu.
It's very good, too. Yes.
It's funny how you get rid of DirecTV so that you can get all these other things that cost the same amount as DirecTV when
uh-huh.
you add them all together. Oh, I'm sorry. You're like an unofficial DirecTV aficionado.
I love DirecTV. Don't talk.
I'm off.
Have you seen Sherlock yet?
I have not.
Who's seen Sherlock? Anybody seen Sherlock? Yeah.
This is my favorite game people play where they go, have you seen? And then you go, no. And they go, how have you not seen that?
It's called conversation, okay? You exchange ideas.
No, there's no exchanging of ideas. You tell me how dumb I am for not watching Sherlock.
If you're feeling dumb, I think that's yours. Okay.
Who's the golden retriever here?
Right here. I'll get it. So you watch TV, and then you cook him a nice dinner because you're the woman, right?
Oh, my
and
God.
And because he can't even make macaroni and cheese.
Oh, but I bet the Fact. People here at the dairy
you
bar
can go get. Isn't there deep-fried macaroni and cheese here or something? Did I hear that? Right? Someone's saying yeah.
You're
I don't know where they're saying.
You're on my mic cord.
What?
You're on my mic cord.
Am I on your mic cord?
Can you move your foot?
What?
Yes,
which foot? That one. Okay. Is that your purse? Seriously.
Get out.
Okay. All right. So then you go out to a movie? You do anything for fun? Dinner? You just sit stare at each other?
No, here. What did you do for your last anniversary? Don't laugh that
when,
hard.
When is your anniversary, Josh?
July 3rd and November 11th.
And? Oh, first date, wedding. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
That's adorable.
When are your anniversaries? Go. Do you remember? Just out of curiosity.
February.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
I'll go in order.
Okay, go. Ready? Number one.
Everyone's laughing.
No. Only because it's funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Okay.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say the first one's the only one I'm really kind of fuzzy on, and I'm going to go February 11th.
Okay, that's easy.
And then I'm going to go February 26th.
You got married twice in the same month?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
And then.
Back to back?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then the third one, of course, is famous. That's my birthday.
It's November 26th. Yeah. So you wouldn't forget. She was just helping you out. Oh, when's the next one?
No, do you know what the next anniversary I remember? You know that.
No.
No, okay. And then...
So mean.
What?
Josh, you're going to have to go back to your seat.
She is mean, isn't she? She's kind of mean. She's borderline mean. She's not in mean, but she's in the outskirts of mean.
I was agreeing with her, saying you were being mean.
Oh.
Well, then I'm mean. If Josh, if you agree with Josh halfway, you got to agree with him full all the way.
On my face.
Is this happening? Are we still at the fair?
We are. Eating Oreos.
So did he get his... This is his birthday present. Then what? Then what do? We go home and we...
We have to work on our house.
That's not what you were supposed to say, Lindsay.
What? That's a euphemism for something, right?
I wish.
I mean... You...
Oh!
Oh, no, she didn't!
Josh says awkward.
Don't you want to work on the house? You know, Josh, do a little work on the front door and then...
That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all.
And then maybe...
That's all.
Plant a bush or... I'm talking about home repair.
Okay. All right. Well, look at that. Jasper and Oliver are loving this.
I knocked Jasper's hat off.
Well, Josh, happy birthday. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday and happy anniversary yet to come.
Yeah, for the
thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
There they are. Josh and Lindsay.
My milk's still cold.
Well, that was something, wasn't it? I just love little walks down memory lane, especially in front of 100 people.
It's not like they don't know, as you pointed out earlier.
What would be a good cocktail that has milk in it? Is there one?
Vodka.
White Russian?
Vodka.
Oh, the dude drank White Russians, right?
Put vodka in there.
Really?
No. Would that be good?
Can you get I was drinking my mic. Did you see that? I'm not well. I am not well.
That's why they don't let you take the beer out of the beer tent.
I had one.
What is it called? It's not the beer garden.
What is the building called where the beer is?
The Beer Expo.
This guy is a functioning alcoholic, right?
No.
Because I've seen you at the meetings. All right.
So what else can we try here, Jenny? What food can you bring me next?
Jenny?
Right now we're bringing the Big Cheese McGee.
That's exciting.
Jenny from the American Dairy Association.
Yes.
Did everyone have their Big Cheese McGees?
Yeah.
They have coupons if they don't.
Oh, you have coupons.
They have coupons? Did you get your Jess Cream Cones?
I
got to choose one.
All right.
Can't give it all for free.
Can't give it away.
You can't give it away. That's what my mom said. Wait, no, that's wrong.
That's fine. That's not right at all.
So what's on the Big Cheese McGee?
We have 3 pieces of bread and I want to say 4 pieces of cheese. 6 pieces of cheese.
I know there's Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack and American and Colby. Yep.
Two slices each.
There you go.
I like it.
And it's been selling all day, mm-hmm. so you can get it right there. So I think it's $4.
I believe it was the record setter last year, wasn't it?
That's why we brought it back this year.
That's not true.
No, it just broke all records in the whole fair.
Broke all records for sandwiches. Oh, yeah.
I would like to see that record book. They probably keep that next to the Queen Bible, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't it seem like we talked to the Queen last week sometime?
I know. She should come back. Well, I think that's when my buzz was kicking in from the beer.
I know.
And so I was just like, yeah, you're pretty.
Maybe we should. You did say that.
I lost.
You said
probably.
It like that, just like that.
Yeah. What do I do when I try not to say a bad word?
So yeah. I don't give a...
No!
Yeah, that's good.
One of those.
Yeah.
That's
I
a
felt
double
good
clutch.
About it, though.
You felt good about it?
That you
did you get nervous?
A little. No.
Bless her heart.
I wouldn't. He's the only
Can
one.
We have an applause for the world's nicest
yes,
lady,
we
Jenny,
love you.
Jenny Purcell. She's been very nice for years and been coming on the Bob and Tom show. And she said, I think almost as a joke, you should come do your podcast.
Hold on, Jenny. You got engaged since the last time we were together. Did you know that?
No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. I follow her on Instagram. I saw the picture. You just had a shower.
Yep.
I didn't
when
know
we're getting married.
You wanted to talk
September
about
9th.
It.
September
9th.
Hilton Head Island. We're just getting away and bringing our parents. And
Hilton Head.
Yep.
Are we...
We should go.
We should go.
Podcast.
Yeah, right.
During the ceremony.
Are we good?
They're walking down the aisle.
That would be good.
Jenny seems a little scared.
I think we are banned from all weddings.
Legally. I know in the state of Indiana, I'm not sure if it's a federal offense or not, I cannot be allowed at any sort
at
of...
At any wedding.
Any wedding. That's
well,
true.
You know, I'm glad... Isn't that cute? They gave you the cut one.
For the foreseeable future. Well, I don't know. I think Brooke kind of tore it with her hands.
But she knew. She knew to cut it in half for you. That's what I love.
I did ask.
She looked at these and she goes, oh, I got to give this one a try. I better tear it apart from him.
How did
no,
I get
give
this
her credit.
Difficult?
There's no knives in there. You cannot find a knife.
No
knife.
A knife
in there.
In there
is like.
Is that because in there, if they're all saying, if I make one more grilled cheese, I'm grabbing a knife and stabbing it in my forehead.
Don't you have different people come in and work in the dairy?
We do. We have different groups.
High schools
come,
and
yeah, and they get a donation. So they have volunteers that come in the morning and then in the evening, and that's who really is the big help in the dairy bar.
Who is in there today?
Watch this.
I don't.
How many schools and what are their names? Go ahead. Of course, you don't know. There are lots, right? Many.
We don't know who's in there today.
Hundreds.
I don't know. Lovely. Okay. Who's in there today, Deb? Do we know?
Western Boone Cheerleaders.
It's always fun
because
they cheer.
Oh,
they make
some
their
cheer.
Shakes and
I want
to cheer.
They
there was one.
I bought a cheerleading uniform for my high school. They had like a rummage sale of old uniforms. They cleaned out all the closets.
Are you kidding me? What you're telling me
no,
right
I'm
now?
No, I'm very serious. I have a New Pal Dragons cheerleading uniform at my house.
You need to post that. People would
should.
Love that.
Post maybe for it. Halloween. That's what I'll do for Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. That'd be great. Yeah, sure.
I'm not coming to your house.
Mm-hmm. We do have the trampoline guy coming at 5:30.
Does he have a trampoline?
Is there a trampoline guy? Going to be
I'm
bouncing
not sure
on a trampoline?
What happens with that? But
is
I
it
feel
a
like
mobile
it's going
trampoline?
To be very exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, I was involved one time in a broadcast where we had performing cats. You know that.
No. How did that
what
go?
What did they perform?
It was Tom's idea. They brought
Whitney
in
Houston?
Cats.
Did they
honestly,
do Whitney Houston?
It's absolutely happened. There were two cats, and one wouldn't come out of the box. And the other one crawled around on the counter and would ring a bell on command.
But what would it do? What trick?
Yeah, what was it?
That was it. It would crawl out and ring a desk bell, like a ding.
Don't you do that?
With its paw. Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
So basically what people heard was
what
just a bell ringing and us going, oh, it's a cat.
It's a cat that rang a bell. Yeah. Well,
so. Is that like when Mr. Sound Effects was there?
I don't want to talk about
Are we not supposed to talk about that? Legally, we're not supposed to talk about that.
No. I don't know if it covers podcasts. Or I'm sure it does.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it, right?
I just made that up. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to ask so many questions.
We will. We'll do off of the air.
Off,
yeah,
off
you guys, we'll
one
turn the mics
days.
Off. You can all come up here and stand by the table.
Does anybody have anybody have any guesses about the comedians we were talking about with Greg Warren and Ryan Singer?
No,
you want to do that?
No, don't.
We can do that.
Yeah. I barely remembered their names.
Really?
That's how good they are.
Well, Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now I speak for everybody when you start to say, "Oh, we can't say
we
that."
We can't. Does
everyone
that make you
everybody
crazy?
Everybody goes, yeah.
We should have like a like a podcast at a bar every time, but
yes.
Maybe for this.
Are there any tavern owners in
where maybe we don't record? It's just live and you have to see it live. Yes, right? Yes.
But you lose the whole point of the podcast. I mean, I'm a big fan
no,
of
No, I know, but
idea.
So that we could tell all our secrets.
You could just write it down. And
no, we would tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, we would tell you, but we just won't record it so that whoever we're telling you about doesn't hear it.
This just kind of sounds like a party. We should just have a party.
It kind of sounds like PTO, where we talk about everybody. There's no mics.
Oh, the PTO. Oh, yeah, the PTA.
Parents. Yeah. What's the difference between the PTO
well, one's an association,
and
one's
an organization?
An organization.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's really you have to go to the association school or you have to go to the organization school.
What?
See, for a split second, he believes when I say stuff like that.
I did too.
See,
I'm just gonna throw it out there. I was mentally noting.
What I'm about to say is absolutely the truth, and she knows it. She is an incredible liar. Mm. She's very good.
I have nothing to say. It's scary. It's not anything to be proud of. But I use it for good.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Most of the time? All of the time? Every time?
Like 77% of the time.
What's a good?
What's a good lie?
You don't want to hurt
an
anybody's
example of a
feelings.
Good lie?
Right.
Mom, I like your dress. No. Yeah, stuff like that. You know what I mean, right?
Are you happy you're here?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt that. That was honesty, right?
That seemed honest.
No, that is honest. I'm glad to be here. If I wasn't here, I don't know where I'd be. I'd probably be at home.
Doing something with kids.
Probably. No, I don't want to be around them.
What's the coolest thing at the fair? What do you go to? Did you see
the dairy bar?
Did you see the Twinkie? Other than the dairy bar, the Twinkie, they have get twinked up t-shirts or something. Did you see that?
Like turned up?
Yes. Yes.
No way.
I think it says get twinked up.
You just made that up. That's not real.
I've never seen that.
I'm weird and odd, but no, that happened.
I like sausage and chicken. Ribbon fries. That's probably my favorite thing at the fair.
Well, not just what did you do? Huh? Did you ever?
We were just talking. Jenny and I were talking about this when we went to milk the cow. If we ever did 4-H. Did you do 4-H?
No, I didn't do 4-H.
Did you do Boy Scouts?
Yes.
You did?
I was a Cub Scout, then I was in Weeblo. I was a Weeblo.
And then they kicked you out for
eating a brownie. No.
Do you remember when I said I was glad when Justin?
Yeah, see? I would have went. Yeah. That was one of those jokes where I was going to say you.
I ate a brownie. Come on. Brownies are delicious. Maybe they're deep fried brownies here you could have.
Ooh. Maybe we should start a food booth.
Yes.
Yes,
I
you
love
and
these,
I.
I love these conversations.
Uh-huh, we should
it's
start
like
a food
the Mark
booth?
Maron bit when his father calls him, and he goes, "All right, Mark, are you awake?
Mm-hmm.
I'm building the amusement park. I want you to come over and start working."
My Uncle John did that with us with all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
We're going to start the food booth. You need to be here.
What did he want to do? Food truck? Wanted to do all of it.
Food trucks.
You like food trucks?
I love food trucks.
Here's
There's
my thing.
Food
There's
trucks.
A million food trucks. Where is the ice cream truck?
I know.
Why
well,
do we
not?
Yeah,
they have ice
Mr.
Cream
Frosty,
truck.
And you get excited. But you know bit. What? When I was recently, well, not recently, but when I was a kid, we had a guy that came through our neighborhood.
What happened?
And he had an open gunshot wound.
What?
In his, there was a hole
no.
in
this,
his
this
cheek.
This didn't happen. No. Wait, honest, this was the ice. The guy who was, served what? Children and drove the ice cream
drove
bus.
Drove the Mr. Frosty truck.
Had a gunshot wound
had
in his cheek.
Had a gunshot wound opened where clearly it was not healed. It didn't heal or it wasn't stitched properly. And
well,
you could see his teeth and his
no.
gums.
First
honest.
Of all,
no.
honest.
You have to That's you disgusting. Have to say this guy is a hard worker.
Yes.
He's
he is
going to work.
Through the gunshot wound.
Oh, really? You got a cold? I got shot in the face. I'm going to be at work. How about
and
you?
And you are not selling ice cream with a gunshot to your face.
He must, but people, kids bought it. They could hear the ice cream truck.
We were not
truck,
allowed
they lose
to.
Their mind.
We didn't go down there.
Your mother wouldn't let
but
you.
But that's what I'm saying. Why do we have all these food trucks? Where's the ice cream?
I
that's what we need to
music.
Do. We need to start an ice cream truck.
All right. Somebody write this down.
And we can get our ice cream from the dairy farmers, and we can have the Just Cream cone every day.
And it'll be like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And nothing will ever go wrong.
That's what the dairy farmers should do. They should start a chain of ice cream trucks.
That's a good idea.
With a giant cow, driving a giant, like your cow card.
You still have the cow card. Deb, can you give us the green light on this idea?
You got the cow card.
Okay, she said yes.
Deb says yes?
Yes.
Okay.
We just need a van.
Right after the podcast.
All we need is a van.
All we need is a van.
And you to keep your mouth shut, Deb. That's all we need.
And a ton of ice cream.
And 5 gallons of ice cream. Mm-hmm. And some chocolate syrup. And
do you like peanuts on yours, whipped cream?
I love peanuts.
I do, too. I like different textures. I don't like... Like, I like my glitter and my lips.
You like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Peanuts? Why, yes, it is.
See, no. Jenny, and you were worried about me. I have done so good.
You were worried about you.
Yeah, he's on a roll. See, he has all these people that are laughing and just...
Jenny brought me up, and she brought me through the dairy. I got to see backstage.
Oh, I know. I was backstage.
Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, so I come through the office, and there's three other women in there, and they're like, this is Jess. And they were like, hey. And then she said, what was her name?
Vicky.
She goes, Vicky loves Chick.
Vicky Givens.
Yes, he remembers. That's she'll
Vicky
love that.
Givens and Devontae, wherever Vicky is.
Oh, yeah. She's in there working. But
so that's how they introduce themselves to me.
Vicky?
We love Chick.
Well, why wouldn't they?
I know. So then we come out of the door. We come out of that red door right there. And Jenny says, it's like they know us for real. Like, she really knows us. Because she goes, he is going to be so happy to see you.
He was here. And he worked really hard setting it up. I felt really good about it. But I knew he was ready for a friendly face.
But he does good if he's, like, 4 hours ahead of time.
And he did. So
I told you. Yeah.
Right. I would rather do that than be stressed.
We don't know if any of this is recording. This could be the show that you were talking about.
This could be the live show.
This could be the show that we were all here together.
Mm-hmm.
And we never saw the light of day.
Don't say TV Rogers.
Twitter.
Oh, is that this show? Okay. Whoops. I haven't seen that guy since then, so I'm not worried about it. He can call my attorney. Do you have an attorney?
Hang on. Come down. Come down here.
What is it?
We need an attorney for the show, I think.
Is there an attorney here?
Is there a lawyer here, an attorney? Member of the bar?
How about like a cop?
Do you want us to
I saw a cop go by.
I like the cop from last year.
No.
Love him.
No.
Did you see the picture, though? He looked really good.
Where's the lady cop?
He looked real good.
How about a lady
good.
Cop?
A lady cop?
How about a little...
I don't think we're supposed to say cop.
What's the police enforcement?
A police, person.
An
man, you know what? That lady yelling like that reminds me.
Did that scare you?
Well, they beat the hell out of their kids here, don't they sometimes? I mean...
That's not true.
No, there was this one woman working over this kid.
He probably just had saying. It coming, okay? There's two sides to every story.
Oh, I wouldn't want to have been my... Can you imagine me?
With your kids here?
No.
There's
my
Vicky.
Parents.
There's Vicky.
There's Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
She
Vicky Givens, everybody. Here's Vicky.
Like such a fun place to work.
Oh,
I think
you know,
it is. They come back every year.
Did Jenny tell you that what happened to me when I was loading the stuff out and
no, carrying, tell me more about you.
Carrying the big speakers.
Mm-hmm. You brought those speakers?
I carried these. Those are heavy.
They're
and
heavy.
I'm walking through.
Were they in the back of your car?
Yeah.
The your golf car is so messy.
It is not. It's
yes, it is.
No. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And he does. Very well.
I do very well.
You do?
That's our
that.
New catchphrase.
Oh, it
on
is?
On the show. Thanks for listening. Anyway, the thing is...
I'm not on that show.
No, so I lift these speakers up, and I'm walking through, and one of the ladies goes, would you like a cart for that? I could get you a cart. And
is
you know
how
me.
She talked? Like Marilyn Monroe?
A little bit,
okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Haughty-ish.
Haughty-ish.
And I go, in Chick McGee style, I go, well, it's a little late for that, don't you think? Trying to be funny. Here, Josh, laughing it up.
She didn't think you were funny.
She goes, well, I'm sorry. I wish I would have known. Yeah. Right to there.
Is she the cart lady?
I don't know what she is.
Because there was a lady delivering bread for the grilled cheese earlier, and her shirt said bread lady.
Does it really?
Yeah, I want a lady shirt.
Where do you get your bread?
What's my shirt say?
Bring the bread lady.
No, I want, like, what my shirt would say, blank
your,
lady.
No, bun.
Butt lady.
Bun lady.
Bun. Oh, bottom.
Bun lady.
Oh, I'm the bun lady.
The bun lady. Where's that bun lady?
Somebody else. Say something.
Where's the trampoline guy?
I know. I don't know. Maybe.
Did you? Well, I have a trampoline at my house.
You
have a trampoline
what?
At your house?
Busy.
Okay. No. He says.
Oh.
I got this just in. They'll be there at 5:45. So it's called. I'll let
Let me see.
Know what that
7 minutes.
That's the
flipping out.
Yeah, flipping out.
Flipping out.
That's flipping out trampolines?
That's the name of the program.
Is he bringing a full-size trampoline or just a little baby
trampoline?
I have no idea.
I don't know. How do you...
We'll be surprised.
It's a trampoline on wheels. Totally safe. I had stilts when I was a kid.
Okay. Now, what did you do with those?
I stilted.
You stilted? You ran with stilts? Were they pogo stilts or were they just stilts?
I had a pogo stick. I have a pogo stick now.
Do you remember the pogo balls that you would like actually? Oh my God. Does
anyone no, those
remember?
Were. Those
oh, yes,
were the
yes, 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 yes.
No, the bouncy
yes,
balls. Yes. The bouncy yes. balls.
It looked like Saturn.
Hop.
Yes,
hop.
It looked yes. like Saturn.
Thank it looked
you.
Like Saturn.
Thank you.
Now, there's also a Hoppet, and those are the ones you put on your foot and you spin them. Those were my favorite, probably.
Yeah. Oh, those.
Hoppets were my favorite.
Okay.
Hoppet. That's unique. Stilts? I bet there's probably less than 1%.
That can do
yeah.
stilts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't think it was that far. Moon shoes? Did you have moon shoes?
No.
Those were shoes that were like trampoline material across them. And then when you walked, you kind of bounced. Maybe that's what Flippin' Out has, moon shoes.
That's what it is. You and think? He has a pogo ball.
He has
that's
a pogo ball, and he has all of these toys from our childhood that he's going to bring. That our toys from our childhood are different than toys from your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We had things made out of steel. We played with fire, stuff like mm-hmm. that.
You played with that phone that had the eyes. Do you remember that? You would carry and you would pull
yes.
it. You
know, I know what you're about? Talking about.
It's a Fisher Price toy.
Yes. I know the cat clock with the
ooh,
eyes.
Creepy.
That would go.
Yeah.
Ew. That was a Betty Boop thing. She had one of those in one of her cartoons.
Are you saying that's where that came from?
I don't know which came first, the clock or Betty Boop.
You mean telling time or?
Yeah, which came first, Betty Boop or telling time?
I'm going to go time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not taking questions.
So, so we have the scavenger hunt at the fair, but we also
what is this? I don't know about this.
Scavenger hunt with the cows, and you go and you have to find each cow, and then you fill it out, and I think you get a free mini milkshake and a.
What is this?
So
you make people go do that and you give them a mini milkshake?
When yes. they could have come to our podcast and got a free Jess cream
right.
cone. For
but my question is, uh-oh. On the advertisement that we put on there, the name of it, the tagline is Marooned at the State Fair. Do you know what marooned means?
Yeah, like the band?
No,
right?
Marooned.
Marooned.
Marooned is,
5. Adam, what's his? Adam Levine.
You're left alone. Someone leaves you. You're,
you would know.
You're trapped by
okay,
yourself. You're,
so, but
you're
did you,
kind of trapped.
Okay,
no,
I had no
I
idea.
Just, I
but
just didn't
all
cuss
their,
there.
So, Brooke and me, we were the only ones in our whole office that didn't know what marooned meant. And but it's still on there.
I've never even heard anybody use that.
Thank
marooned?
You.
In the history of ever.
But see, now he's going to say that's...
Bugs Bunny says...
A maroon, and that's what I said. That's the only one.
You gullible. You're imbecile. Stuff like
you
that.
You maroon. Yeah.
You maroon.
Yeah.
It's not...
But
no,
anyway, yeah. I just kind of wanted to ask.
Abandoned. You're marooned.
Did you guys have what the definition was in parentheses underneath it?
No, we just put, scavenger hunt.
Okay.
And then that was the tagline. But they had to add that because we didn't know what it meant.
What is it again?
Marooned at the
no,
State Fair.
No, the scavenger hunt.
So it's a pirate. Like
how many cows do I have to find? What's going on?
Seven.
I know where the cows are.
There's one right there. So, see?
Oh.
I thought it meant a real cow.
No.
Oh.
No.
Like at Trader Joe's when you find the monkey. They don't let,
yes,
they, but they don't give
know.
Me a sucker for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if the kid finds the monkey, they get a treat.
And we'll give you
but
a
grown
milkshake
ups don't.
No matter how
I didn't
old.
Even know about the monkey at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You find the monkey at Trader Joe's, you get a treat. Kids lose their minds looking for that
looking
monkey.
Looking for the monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I move it.
I had no idea. You do, don't you?
You ruined children's
and then
dreams
no one knows.
Trader
even the guy who hid the monkey doesn't know where the monkey is.
Nope.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you nice? Have you had a corn dog yet?
No, I want two.
Remember, it's corn dog to mouth. You remember that, right?
I think that's for guys.
Is it for guys?
I think it's just, see?
You know there's a website?
Shut up. Shut up.
There's
no,
a website.
No.
Shut up. Shut up.
What else is your favorite
I
food?
Also I like ribbon fries, because
okay.
I like potatoes.
Yeah.
I think I'm out. Am I out? I'm out. Okay.
My boyfriend from middle school has Papa Giorgio's
oh.
over there.
That's
his
awesome.
His family.
Mm-hmm. So we should have your middle school girlfriend and boyfriends on. I think people would love to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably all.
Except Chick didn't have a girlfriend.
They probably all died of old age by now, I would think.
No. Probably. Mine's right over there.
The teachers.
We went to the sixth grade dance together.
So you dated teachers, is what you're saying.
That's right.
That's right.
I dated teachers exclusively.
Did you really?
From the fifth grade on. Sure.
Exclusively.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you ever have a teacher you had a crush on? That you just loved?
Yeah, but not romantically. I mean, Mrs. Hildebrand, but not, I mean, I just...
Did you ever have a crush on a teacher?
No.
No? You never had a pretty teacher?
No.
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 Ever?
No.
Oh.
Let's act like you did and then tell that
story.
Yeah,
tell that story. Can you make
there
one
There was
up?
One weird teacher, Latin teacher, my freshman year.
Latin?
She was, yeah, that's right. And I took Latin a year.
Did you really?
Flunked it. I started falling asleep in the back of the
room. So what happened to this teacher?
She wore very short skirts and would insist on writing very high on the blackboard.
Good for her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get it, sister.
And then later on, like five or six, at like the fifth year reunion or whatever, found out she would host what you would call a pot party in her home for the students.
Are you serious? While we were,
and I was never invited. That was my big problem. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Even though someone in my family might have been supplying the party.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I always get offended. I don't do that. I don't partake in those kinds of things. But I do get offended when I'm not invited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to swing.
I don't
want to go to a swingers party.
You are really bad at this
Be
today.
Nice enough to invite me at least.
I think you have to bring another. It has to be a
no,
couple.
No, that's not. No, no. I don't
you
think.
You can't be the solo guy
no,
at the
no,
party.
No, I think a celebrity could do that. You know, like Jimmy Kahn or
Chick McGee
or Eminem could walk into a party.
The three of you, that's a joke.
The three of us.
Jimmy Kahn, Chick McGee, and
Eminem
walk into a
party. They're here for the
bar.
Party. Yeah. They're here to party. Well, mm-hmm. Where are their significant others? They're not.
They came together.
And that's exactly right.
So the tagline, I'm Chick McGee, and I do very well.
We do very well.
We do very well.
We all do very well.
And though I missed that, I'm so sorry.
No, when I texted Jenny to come get me in my car, I said I'm driving. I'm in the infield on the pavement, and I'm driving a BMW. I do very well.
Oh, that's what it is.
And then he had to follow.
And then
up.
I thought,
no, I'm just kidding.
I know Jenny, but I just don't.
You never know.
That chick's just such a jerk. Look what he texted me.
Yeah. I'm like, I drive a cow car.
And I love the cow car. I think you should give rides to the kids for the cow car. Do you do that? Don't you go
Let's
to the
charge for something else?
Don't you go to the don't you go to the schools and talk to kids about milk and stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, we could do that. But there's an age where all of a sudden the cow car like becomes uncool. So I have nieces and nephews.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Is that the age?
No. I meant for the kids.
Oh.
No. Right.
Oh, okay,
no.
Sorry.
It's always cool for me to drive the cow car.
I think it would be.
Yeah. Oh. I meant kids. So the nieces and nephews either love it when they're younger.
Yeah,
of a sudden it's like, oh, Aunt Jenny with the cow car.
Yeah. And then you hope that none of your friends drive by when Aunt Jenny's visiting in the
You're
cow
right.
car.
Okay. They just kind of like, oh, gosh.
Okay.
Do you own the cow car now outright?
That is my car that was wrapped. So it's actually a 2007 Honda Accord underneath there.
That car will never stop. That car will never break down.
I know. And I'll keep it wrapped, I guess, until it does.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. So if you were going to come out to the state fair, Jess, what would you do with the kids? What would you go in the midway? You'd play the games.
I'd eat.
You like? You come here to the food? Really?
I want to go see the inside of the Pepsi Coliseum.
It's unbelievable. If you haven't been, have you been to the Coliseum? Anybody by applause? You been in the Coliseum?
No.
It's unbelievable. It makes you dizzy when you walk in. It's so different than what it used
to
be.
It's like the eighth wonder.
You know, it was
like
uphill or downhill or whatever it was, and it smelled bad, and there were these awful bricks.
It didn't smell bad. It smelled like the roller rink.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Sweat.
I love that smell.
It smelled like sweat.
Like the roller rink.
And the Indy Fuel, the hockey team, have their T-shirts over there. They're very cool shirts.
Indy Fuel, and then we also have
the roller derby girls. Do they do that?
Do they do their stuff?
I mean,
there.
They did.
I don't think they still. I don't think they're in the Coliseum.
It's not the season.
And Jess is yawning.
I'm so sorry.
Did everyone see Jess yawn?
It's a long podcast. I mean, it seems.
This is our first podcast where one of our guests has looked at us. This is a long podcast.
It's not long.
No, I feel bad.
I fell asleep at 4:30. I woke up at 6 because my sugar dropped, and that was bad news.
And then...
See, I'm not even going to be chick right now. What the hell are you thinking?
I know. Oh, that was okay. Bad.
Yes.
Is there food?
What am I supposed to do?
Shh, they're whispering about food. I'm trying to...
Okay, yeah, here we are.
Come.
Somebody tend to me and feed me.
All right, come here.
Hi, how are you? We good to see you.
Flipping out.
Bum-ba-da-da.
I saw him earlier.
Where are we? Are you going to be on the trampoline?
I don't think it's a trampoline.
James,
I need to listen.
Oh, flipping out. Oh.
This is our show company.
Okay. Where is it? Is it on the way?
No. Where do you perform?
Yeah, there you go. We're on the free stage. Free stage. All right.
Way from here.
So how much does that cost?
I get it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Okay. So what do you do? Tricks and you fly and you jump up and down and you seat drop? I used to do a seat drop. You ever do a seat drop?
Yeah. We play the popcorn game.
What's a popcorn game? You know what the popcorn game is?
Where you get in a cannonball position and then you sit there and everybody else jumps around until your chest opens. I play that all the time.
That sounds like that might be...
It's fun.
That might be some sort of back injury happening there.
I feel like they do things different.
Probably. You don't do the popcorn game, do you?
Not anymore. Not in the show.
Not in the show. They took it out.
Took it out?
Revamped.
Not enough time?
No. The new marketing.
Trimmed it down?
No more popcorn.
Right. Are the trampolines here? Are you going to jump up a little bit? Jump
not
around?
Here. There's no trampolines here. what's your name?
My name's James Johnson.
James, how long have you been jumping?
8 years.
Eight years. So since you were like eight. How old are you?
23.
You're doing it well.
You're not 23. Really?
Yes.
Wow. You get carded a lot, I bet, right?
Carded for what?
Oh, see what he did there?
Well played, James. Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
Okay, so... Walk us through your show.
What's the most terrifying trick you do? Yeah, you come out. Yeah,
terrifying trick. They're all pretty regular now since we've had practice. But jumping off the wall is always something we have to worry about.
Jumping off the wall.
Yes, we have a 9.5-foot wall between both of our trampolines.
A real wall or a trampoline wall?
It's transparent and it's about 3 feet wide, and it's made of plexiglass.
What?
So you can see through the whole thing.
Oh. So do you, run up it and then...
We run up it, we jump off it, we flip onto it.
How big are your trampolines?
7 feet by 14 feet.
Okay. Whoa. All right. It's like a lap pool.
Have you seen the, what is it, the basketball game they play on the trampoline? Slam ball? Is
slam
that
ball?
Right? You do, you
on
play
TV.
Some? Yeah, no. Don't play
I'd like
some.
To.
Yeah. No. I bet you'd you'd probably be good at it.
You should turn in your resume. I mean, you have a background.
Do you know them?
We
could make a call.
I could write you a letter of recommendation.
There you go. Absolutely.
I have a trampoline in my backyard. Seems like I'm qualified.
You're qualified.
Definitely.
It's a rogue trampoline too. There are no nets on it or anything. It's just
the dog
there.
Jumped through the net and tore a hole.
Yeah, I know. I was there. Yeah.
No nets and no safety pads.
Not on you. Nothing. Not a life jacket or anything.
Nope.
No when floaties. Did you know? Is
the, no floaties.
When did you know this was what you were going to do? I mean, you just loved it. When did that happen?
I was between sports, and then I started training for trampoline just to keep in shape, and it was a lot of fun, so I kept with it because it was fun.
Oh.
So, and it still is.
What sports were you between?
Baseball and basketball.
Okay. All right. Are you from around here? Or?
I'm from Missouri.
Missouri.
Oh.
Yeah. And you travel?
Everywhere.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
Huh. Where else do you travel besides the fairs?
I've been as far as Japan.
You have?
Yes.
What did you do in Japan?
Trampoline stuff.
Just making sure.
It wasn't the free stage in Japan, though.
It wasn't the free stage.
Definitely not.
Definitely not free there.
No.
Huh. How big is your team, your group?
Our team here is pretty big, but for the show, we have 3 people and our MC.
Oh, okay. Is he the guy on the phone?
He's the man to know.
He's the man to know.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get me in?
Probably.
I want to jump.
It's a free stage.
It's a free stage.
You know, I can't do that.
I think we have an extra pass for you.
You
do?
You can touch your toes.
I can do a toe touch on the trampoline.
I heard your seat drop looked pretty good.
It looks pretty good. I got a good seat drop. No, I'm going to use that now. Seat drop sounds a lot more official than popcorn.
What the hell did you just say? What's going on over here?
I think that he just hit on me a little.
I was waiting for popcorn.
Oh.
We put you on there and do the popcorn.
Yeah, I went.
In that dress.
No. I did bring backup clothes. I didn't know what I was going to get asked to do today. Dance with clowns. I didn't bring that outfit.
No, you didn't. That was amazing.
Okay, trampolines. All right, so when is the next show? When can we come see you?
6:30 tonight.
6:30 tonight.
6:30 at the free stage.
All right.
All right. James
awesome.
Johnson.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you, James.
Thank you,
So,
as my friend David Letterman would say, I'm tired, but it's a good kind of tired.
Is it?
Oh, we got food. We got one more hunk of food here. We're gonna go out on. It's a breaded something breaded.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It looks fresh.
Oh, what is it?
Ice cream.
Ice cream on a bun.
Ice cream burger.
What?
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 It's a bacon cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion.
You got pulled. There you go.
Ice cream, and it's like you would use at a Mexican restaurant. It's coated, so it doesn't melt too quick.
Is this like deep fried, cheese?
It's like that, but we don't actually deep fry it. We just leave the coating on it. Because
happy birthday,
melting.
Happy birthday, Josh. Ole!
Oh, it's really like ice
cream. Is that Chi Chi's birthday song?
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Boy, it smells good.
I tell people it's like eating at Steak and Shake, eating your burger, washing it down with your milkshake, only you're biting it instead of drinking it.
I have to get milkshakes at White Castle because it helps calm my stomach before I eat the burger.
This is going to get all over your chin.
Jenny's not going to fight you back.
What's the matter? What? What happened?
Ready?
Okay, ready. Oh, you can't even get your... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's something else. Oh, look at that. Is it good?
It's good.
It's got to be good, right? Look at all that. How is that not good? Holy moly. You need a... We need a hose and a towel for Miss Jess, please. Wow, that was something. Now, what's your booth called? Where can I get that?
We're Carousel.
Carousel?
We're right in front of the Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
We have the Twisted Burger stand, so we got all different type burgers. The donut burger, redneck burger, garbage burger.
Hold it.
Okay.
Talking about my heritage, what's on the redneck burger?
Redneck burger is a bacon cheeseburger.
Yep.
Fried bologna.
Yep.
Baked beans.
Yes, sir.
Potato sticks.
Oh.
Lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, all on a bun. Toasted bun.
Ooh. All of a sudden, I miss my mama.
We got that from the electricians at the South Carolina State Fair. They made one, and they told me I had to put that on for the next year. So
wow.
That's thanks to the electricians at the South Carolina State Fair.
You don't hear about fried bologna much anymore, do you? When's the last... Anybody eat fried bologna?
I never did. Yeah.
Deb eats fried bologna. She had one this morning.
I did. I do the triple bologna.
The thicker, the better.
Yeah, and you do it with the three... Yep, bologna,
there
cheese.
You go.
Look, I feel like a child.
There's
I have a
moist wet towel. Just wipe her off. What was your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl from Carousel. It's right in front of the Coliseum.
Yep. Right here, next to the turkey leg and the roast corn. We're all together. Pizza,
everything.
Oh, we
should get a turkey leg. We should get a turkey leg and one of these ice cream sandwiches and then the redneck burger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to come here for dinner every night for the 2 weeks.
For the rest of the fair.
For the rest of the fair, every night. Yep, no groceries at the house. We're going to the fair.
All right.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. You're
Thank welcome. You, Cheryl, very much. Woo! Cheryl! Jenny, come over and say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
No, stop. Okay. And then we've got to milk the cow. The milk the cow's coming up yet.
I already milked the cow.
Are we acting like...
Oh, that was the edit point. I am so
We're sorry. Acting like we're going to go milk the cow now.
I can't wait to see Jess
and
milk
then,
the cow.
And then, because I'm...
I bet you I do
Hang
it
on,
very
just
well.
I bet she's a natural.
I bet. And I bet the guy who the cow belongs to is hot. I bet.
Steve Hendris, yeah.
He is a handsome man.
He's a good guy.
Very handsome.
Yep. I had a very nice... I think I'm going to have a very nice conversation with him.
We will.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
Oh, hello, hello. Are we working? Where the hell they go? Are we recording? I think that's it. Sorry. Pardon me. Sorry. That was a wheelbarrow of cow shit. That's what that was. Hello, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello. There you go. Okay. Hi. Welcome. We are in the cattle barn at the Indiana State Fair, and the lovely Jess has kindly agreed to milk a cow for this episode. I'm not sure if they let folks come in and actually just milk a cow. That seems like that would be something that people could get into, you know? You know, like play $5 and you can milk a cow. I mean, the cows have to be milked, right? Anyway. So just charge for it. This sounds like a revenue stream. This is a moneymaker. This is a good idea. I'm telling you. You could buy a ticket and have your choice of which cow to milk. I was just telling everyone that I thought, why wouldn't you just charge $5 and let somebody just, I'm going to go.
Let charge somebody to milk a cow?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're going to go right to the Midway. You're going to get a pork chop.
Maybe the owners don't want all those different hands on their teats. They don't want that. That's.
You couldn't wait to say teats, could you?
She's a slutty cow.
She likes it. You know she likes it. So where's the cow? Do you know where the cow is you're milking?
No, she's going to bring it over here and tie it up and feed it, and then I'm going to yank on its udders.
This all sounds so familiar to me. I don't know.
It's prom.
Oh, prom. That's right. Prom. Yeah.
You didn't go to prom.
I didn't go to prom.
No, prom night still.
You know what I looked like in high school. Would you have gone to prom?
No. Thank God we didn't know each other back then.
That would have been bad. Not like now.
No. Now it's wonderful.
Hey. Aw. We just had our picture taken. So what is this called, Jenny? Is this the cow barn, the cattle barn, the cow house?
Called the cattle barn. Yes, this is where you can have the milking demonstrations.
I like the cow house. Why don't they call it the cow house?
I don't know. The dairy, but there's the dairy bar, the cattle barn. Isn't she pretty?
See, here's the thing. Up until right this minute,
she's full.
She's ready to be milked. Holy Lord, have mercy.
She.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. Life, asshole. It is the disgusting.
Circle of life. Up until now, I've always enjoyed a hamburger. She looks kind of scared and nervous.
She's not where you get hamburgers. She's where you get milk. That's two different cows.
Can I eat that cow if I want?
No.
It's a milking cow. We can't eat that?
Those were the eat cows.
Oh, I'll be right back then. Oh, no. So they hook her up. Well, they. So then she's relieved. She's just getting milked then.
So here's a funny story.
Go.
I was at the football game this morning. My son had his first football game this morning. And my children's father, their family owns a farm. And so I still call him my father-in-law because I love him. My father-in-law, I asked him, I said, so I got to milk a cow. And he said, okay. And he said, God, I don't know how to tell you how to do this. And so he held out his hand and he kind of squeezed his finger. It's that you got to kind of caress it and then pull. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like I'll be a natural, actually.
He said you'd be a natural?
I feel like I will.
I would kind of agree with that.
Jerk. God, I hate you.
No, but I've only milked a cow once and I did not do very well. I got some out, but I kind of fumbled. Once again, prom. But the former first lady of the state of Indiana.
Yeah, it was a contest.
Sherry Daniels, she beat my ass. Yeah. I don't know how much I got, but it wasn't much. Are you ready? Oh, he's cleaning off the udders. Oh, now is she
on house arrest? What is around her ankle?
I was just going to say, is she on home detention?
Yeah.
I think she might be on home detention. Excuse me, what's your name?
Steve Hendricks.
Hi, Steve. I'm Chick. This is Jess. She's going to milk the cow. Now, has she done something the law enforcement has come around to put an ankle bracelet?
She's actually a good cow. That's electronic identification for the parlor system when she's at home.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So there's a little computer chip in there. It's a pedometer. It gives us all kinds of information. It tells us how often she lays down and if she's got an infection started and all kinds of good
things. Can I get one of those for him?
Can I get one? I need one of those, probably. You keep an eye on me?
Have you ever had anything like that on before?
Well, I don't think we need to talk about that, first of all. And secondly, no, that's amazing. It really, everything has become computerized, and this is no exception.
Technology is in the dairy industry, for sure. We pretty much know what she's doing 24 hours a day.
And who she's with.
And, well,
that's exactly right.
We kind of guide that if we can.
All right, well, you got them all cleaned off. I think Jess is. Does she get a stool or?
We do not have a stool. We actually just milked at 3:00, so we're a little low on volume of milk. But
well, they look like. But we both commented as she was walking over. What's her name?
This is 48. 58, I guess.
48, good old 4858.
Technology, she's a number in a computer.
So that's, she's not full then, you're saying?
No, she's actually just been milked out. She's on the empty side.
So now, and Jess won't have a stool, so she'll have to bend over, which I applaud you. Thank you very much for making her do that, first of all. Here, I'll tell her that. Hang on. Apparently, they don't have a stool for you. We were talking about how great it would be for you. You're just going to have to bend over and try to grab the teats.
All right. I'm wearing a dress. I did not prepare for this.
Yeah, that's what we were... That's what.
Am I concerned about that?
Yeah, we might have been talking about
it. And I were talking about cows, and I said, all I'm thinking about is when I had to pump breast milk. Is that... Do I do it the same way?
No. No, you didn't do it with your hand, though, right? You didn't...
Pump breast milk with your hand. Ooh. Human breast milk.
Well, anyway, I don't know what all this is about, but evidently, though, and evidently she's not full. She just got milked at 3 o'clock, so we might be low on volume.
What's in there?
There's a little bit left.
Okay.
Now, does she ever get milked by a human being anymore?
No, we would rather not.
I can't imagine. Well, it's twice a day, right? Now, what did it? You're a veteran of milking cows. So did it used to be that like 4 a.m. and 4 p.m, or
that used to be a pretty typical schedule? Milking twice a day, you do 12-hour interval, and you can start at 4 and 4 or 5 and 5. Industry today with large herds, some of them are getting milked 3 times a day, so it's every 8 hours instead of every 12. But yeah,
so
that way.
How many were you responsible for when you were back then?
Well, my dad started in 46 with 3. I didn't come along till 53. Ooh. And we were milking about 30 cows then. When I went back to the farm, we got up to 150 cows.
And so how long would it be? Did you and another guy handle all those, or had it been mechanized by then, or automated?
It was automated. It was me and my dad, and then I had a younger brother still in high school. But really, 2.5 people were doing 600 acres and milking 150 cows.
Holy hell, that's a lot harder than when I've ever worked. So it does what? It milks the cow. It's a machine that milks the cows. Was it like Christmas?
Well, I was glad the machine was milking the cows. But we still have to be there on Christmas.
Did you get this? Did you get your dad would come around and look at you sitting there? That machine's doing that milking. But what are you going to do today?
Well, he would just tell me to go start milking. He was busy doing something else. So.
Go act like you're milking, at least. And I don't care if the machine's doing it.
There's 4 of us boys, so we all had our share.
Ooh. All right. Well, I think Jess is ready. She's got a pail. We found a pail for her to set on. You're going to sit on the pail so you don't...
I got a pail. I'm ready.
Where's it going to go? Is there a... Do we have like a... We're going on the floor? You want to see it in the bucket? Want to hear it in the bucket?
No, I don't want to. No, it's okay.
I want to see how much you get out. They put a bucket in. Well, I had to do this competitively over at against Sherry Daniels, former First Lady of Indiana, and she is an old farm girl. I mean, a former farm girl.
She
smoked me. I don't know if I'm going to eat a hamburger ever again.
She is not a hamburger cow.
No, but I mean, you think of hamburgers when you look at her. Could you eat?
Think of cheese and ice cream, personally.
Okay, I can't get off that, though. No, I can't get off cheese and ice cream. We're getting a cup. How about if I get some coffee and put some cream in there? Could you do that? Can you drink it right out of there?
I was born and raised on it, but not legally. You can't buy it.
Oh, that's right. With the
but now they do like a co-op cow. Is that true? Where we can own the cow together and take the milk.
It's not the best option.
It's kind of like birthing at home, I think. That's what it sounds like to me a little bit.
I love the milk that I buy from the grocery store.
Made possible by the Indiana dairy farmers. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm an old commercial reader. Oh, that's the classic milk pail. There it is. Her right. That's the one you got to grab first. All right.
Down here, right? There's 4 udder. Oh, this is new.
So is one normally a good, or does it matter which udder you grab first?
No, it doesn't matter. They're all equal. You get a little more milk out of the rear quarters than you do the fore quarters, but that's beside the point.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's basic stuff.
They're all ready to go.
Yeah.
Since she doesn't get milked very often, is this going to make her mad?
She's not used to the hand milk.
Okay.
She's never been touched by a human being, but...
True. I'm petting her now. I'm trying to get...
Feel comfortable? Okay. She's good.
Maybe you should buy her dinner first or something. Get her some earrings. Or maybe a nice watch. First base. Oh, no, this is... What base is this?
This is... I don't know.
Grabbing the boob. Grabbing the boob is... I'm going to say second base. I'm just saying. Second base? First base is a kiss. No, she's upset with me, I think. She's. I'm talking about first base.
Stop.
This is all my fault. Okay, the cow does not want to... the cow wants us to go away.
Goes off the top and then squeeze out the bottom.
How's that feel?
Oh, my gosh.
That's just...
Nice and soft.
It is nice and soft. This is not what I expected. Oh, I got a couple.
Ooh.
Nope, I'm not getting it. Oh, I feel bad like I'm hurting her. Ah! Yay! Oh, see now.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I don't know. Did she move because we all screamed?
I didn't believe so. We don't scream in the barn too often.
Well, let's hope not. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're... Holy hell, you're a natural, Jess. Look at that.
Oh. I still feel bad. I would hate if somebody was doing this to me.
How did I know that you would be great at that? That was perfect. It came right out.
She's very talented.
I want a farm.
Farm, done.
$2 million.
Couple, you know how you make $1 million in farming? Start with $5 million. Now, then you get your $5 million, you're all set. Then you can...
What's your name? 4858.
4858. Mabel. Mabel.
Bless his heart, I asked him, I said, what's your name? He goes, 4858. Well, do you have cows we could eat too, or just the dairy cows?
Just, well, the university has the other kind, but I'm just strictly working with the dairy cows.
So, all right.
We have everything up there for the university. We got all different species, pig, sheep, swine, dairy, you name it, we got it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all of this and interrupting your day. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, there you go. Jess just milked a cow and, turned out she's a natural at getting something out of that, getting something out of that cow.
With all Steve. Right. No, thank you so much for being out here. Honestly, all of us at the Dairy Association and everyone out here enjoyed it. And just thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, everybody.
And hopefully we'll see you at the 2015 fair.
Yes, 2015.
The 2015 fair.
2015 fair.
Yeah.
And,
ice cream social.
And you have the cheese sculpture of your
faces. And we're
going to
have a cheese sculpture.
We gotta go, and then we got to go look at the cheese sculpture.
Right.
Sculpture
I want to see that.
And spin around in something and then eat a... It's the Indiana State Fair.
Yay!
I think that should play. What's up? I know that you're a steamer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something right nice, now, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Because we up in the murder house, over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blur. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice. Sunny on the table, on the shit's all I'm saying. Ain't got no dough, all got my body. On and my car's in a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? My
shoes in Nicaragua. My socks are crew. I got my hands slipped back so I can check out you. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pipe, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crunk, bling, bling, got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black and everything's a blur. I got my jacket on, smoking, looking like you. Honey on my table and my shit's all loose. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call.